in the DealsInTheD.com studios for the Drew and Mike podcast for Tuesday, May, May 8th. Yeah, May 8th. Here we go. It's Drew, Mark, Trudy, Brandon, Joey's here. Are we live on Facebook? We are live on Facebook. Hello, everybody on Facebook. How long does it take somebody to land on Facebook when we go live? Is it seconds? Seconds.
Hey.
We had a long discussion today about whether there is or is not a need for video for this podcast to expand.
Is there?
I don't think there's a need. I think it...
It helps.
I guess it... I don't know. I'm very torn on this subject because there's work involved. And I don't know.
You don't have to do any of it. Don't worry about it. Everything's fine.
Yeah, but it's work that requires other people who could be doing other things.
Yeah.
Like...
What about people who want to contribute videos? No one has...
Oh, I absolutely
well,
want...
that video's fine, yeah. Yeah.
That video, I think we should have people... contribute video to the Facebook page, and yeah, we can do that. And by the way, like is on Facebook. I think we're up to 14,300 Facebook likes, something like that.
And congratulations for passing 9,000 on Twitter.
Thank you.
I know that was very important to you.
I unpassed it and then repassed it. Two people unfollowed me apparently, and then I had to pass it again.
We could all unfollow you and then refollow if you want to relive the moment.
I don't think so. I think I'm charging towards 10,000 now.
Whoa.
Five figures has been a big thing in my head. I thought I'd be there months ago. I'm a little bummed, but oh well. It would be nice to get there at relative speed. I saw when Ryan Armani passed 10,000.
Yeah.
And I've been watching Ryan as I was at 8,000 then, and we seem to be growing at the same pace.
Oh, nice.
If he outpaces me, I'll be angry.
Yeah, but the more you have, the more you get.
I know,
so
but I'm competitive.
Curve should be a little steeper.
It's been quite a recovery process. Starting on social media at zero a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm pretty pleased with where we are, really. But it is all those ratings help, all those likes on Facebook help, all those follows on Twitter help, all that stuff. And you know, we asked for donations a couple weeks ago, and we got a nice run there, and we needed it too. So, you know, things are pretty healthy as far as this other stuff.
Wow, I have an extra $250 in my paycheck.
Something like that. Anyway, all forward. And you know what? I kind of wanted to start off with some local news of sorts. Stan Van Gundy gone?
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Wow, that was a mediocre. Was it four years?
4 years, yeah. Very mediocre.
Trudy has a puzzled face. What's the importance of Stan Van Gundy?
No, I know.
There's a lot of hope when he got hired, but
he's the coach the Pistons who looks like the Hog.
Yeah.
David Hog.
Wow, well said.
The other one.
Yeah, Ron Jeremy.
Ron Jeremy, yeah.
He's the general manager, too. He was running the show for 4 years. So basically everything that he put together to build the future is going to... Kind of.
He was a lot of fun. The Pistons are in better shape now than they were when he got here.
Oh, so he helped.
Roster-wise, yeah. But
except that 4 years passed. I mean, I would hope they're in better
shape. That's the problem with the NBA.
I don't know. I don't know how to judge the Pistons' progress. They've been so mediocre for so long now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a good decade and really a couple years before that. Anyway, he's done. And
boom goes the dynamite.
Fucking shit.
What?
Nothing.
What?
My fucking shit team.
Yeah, goodbye, fucking shit
coach.
Team. Goodbye, fucking shit coach, GM. I did want to mention, because I was buzzing through the sports section today, that I saw that Scherzer struck out 15 last night. He's now, I think he's 7-1. Verlander's 4-0, should be 6-0, and Porcello's 5-0.
Mm-hmm.
So that little rotation seems to be just cooking along with other teams.
Scherzer's 6-1.
Is he 6-1? Oh, he didn't get the win last night. Well, he struck out 15. He should have. And, of course, Yadier Molina got hit in the nuts with a fastball.
Yeah.
That's really the big sports story.
Let me show Trudy the picture of him at the hospital. Did you see the picture of him at the hospital, Trudy?
His ball's huge.
They had to go work on his testicle sack.
Yeah, I want to see. Oh, wait a minute.
What?
Wait a minute.
What? 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 Wait, you're making it sound like something.
Look at him.
Something weird's going on here.
Oh, those are his balls. I can't get them out of my mind, you know? It's like, is he seeing a doctor? Because there could be something wrong.
I like that. Like, move it in and out so they appear to get bigger.
Yadier's got the hoodie.
Hey, there's no. Is there no lag? Yeah, there's a little lag.
Not on that one, but yeah.
I like the orange hoodie that he's wearing. That's
yeah,
cool.
It's not team issued, unfortunately.
Not exactly how you wear a hoodie normally, but
Brandon, you were gonna point something out about the hoodie. Does he have the hood over something in particular, or is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nuts, it's balls.
His testicle sack.
Testicle sack. Sorry. Oh. But Yadier Molina is wearing that now. It's a hand-me-down from the original testicle sack guy.
Oh.
Did you ever see that guy, Trudy?
The testicle sack? Oh, yeah.
600-pound testicle sack.
Yes, I definitely.
Rest in peace, by the way.
Yeah.
That video of Yadier Molina taking that hit, though, 102-mile-per-hour fastball right to his balls, mm-hmm. and you can see his balls shaking after they're hit.
Oh, my God.
Why isn't he wearing a cup?
You can?
Yeah, well,
where'd you see that?
Yeah.
Well, you can literally
have a camera inside his
you
cup.
You can see his pants like moving. And I don't think he had a cup on, did he? A cup would have protected
that. Have a cup on? I mean, I learned in grade school, high school, the famous speech from Ron Klein, my coach in New Turis, that he was kicked in the testicles as a teenager by his brother. 2 weeks on my back, 1 week of ice, 1 week of heat. It went like this, and he makes that fist like it's so big,
right.
And then went, and then he closed his fist till nothing. Poof. Boys, you always wear a cup.
Nuts.
So it was always, well, geez, our coach lost a testicle. I better wear a cup. Although
you got some big testicles to pull this off, bro.
I always thought though, but should I be wearing a cup in case my brother kicks me?
Yeah, all the time.
It was his brother kicked him that caused the whole...
Should be wearing one now.
Yeah, it wasn't being hit by a ground ball that took a bad hop, which was my fear. But a catcher not wearing a cup,
that's
I can't
insane.
Believe that. Although, if you get hit hard enough with a baseball in the cup, there are injury possibilities.
Yeah, well
the cup could break.
Physically drive the plastic into
your...
It does.
Cubic bone, correct?
It does.
And then you're just left with a Ken mound. It's a smooth mound.
It's not cool. So, let's see.
You know, it's funny. There's actually an argument online as to whether or not he was wearing a cup.
I personally, if he wasn't wearing a cup, I will be so stunned. Although it sounds like from the seriousness of the injury, you would think that he wasn't. I can't, although a 95-mile-an-hour pitch. 102?
Yeah.
Oh, well, wow.
Yeah, that'll do a damage to a cup, I guess.
God, that's... Oh, my God. I don't even like thinking about this. I'm going to change the subject.
No, I
want to show you the video.
Go ahead.
One more piece of sports news, even though it's not a sports podcast.
No, I know. It's not a sports podcast, but there's two more additional sports pieces of news if you have one.
You see it wiggling.
I just come...
Ah!
Like...
Right there. Come on.
Well, it's not just going to stop. I mean, that could be his leg muscle.
It's mm-hmm. wiggling.
It could be the cup shattering.
Can we see it? That's super slow-mo?
Yeah.
Can we see it in super, super slow-mo?
At least it got my
attention. It looks like it disappears into his butthole. Watch.
Duh.
And it's gone.
Did it?
Doesn't it look like it disappears? It bounces up into his butthole?
It's kind of weird.
He absorbed it?
On the other screen, by the way, about 2 minutes ago, I'm glad that they're in a commercial over there because I was looking at the other screen and it kept catching my eye. I was like, boy, that girl's really pretty over there.
Yeah.
God, is she hot? And I was examining her. And it was Ellie Reisman talking about Larry Nassar. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like feeling guilty for thinking she's hot.
She's still beautiful.
I know. It was
couldn't take away her beauty, Drew.
It was a serious issue, shallow thought. Look at her. Isn't she pretty?
She's gorgeous.
She is. It's such a horrible, horrible shame that somebody wholesome and beautiful like that had to be tainted.
Oh, my.
By Nassar.
Your sports item, Trudy?
That Todd Rundgren's son is a minor league baseball player.
Todd Rundgren's son is?
Yes.
He has a son that young?
Rex Rundgren.
How old is he?
12th year professional.
That's a great name.
Sounds like he's been in the minor leagues too long. 12 years in the minor leagues.
Let's see how good he is.
Rex Rundgren. While you're looking, I want to mention that Maz did his horse. He wants us to call him today. He will not be available tomorrow, but he has suggested phone calls for both days. One to check on him tomorrow. He's on his daughter's field trip to Washington, D.C.
They leave at 3 a.m.
Oh, my God.
I know. On a bus.
And then I think he wanted to follow up on the Kentucky Derby, which Okay, interesting.
Breaking news: Rex Rundon has left Major League or minor league baseball in 2012, but he did play for a long time, nine seasons.
Oh, there you go.
No, 12 seasons.
What position? Thanks for listening to the podcast. Trudy said 12 years pro.
Yeah, but that's not. Yeah.
No, no. I thought he was still in, so I think Mark is.
No, you can mark me. I don't care.
No,
shortstop and second baseman.
Don't act like you don't care.
I didn't look at the date. I'm guilty of finding a story. I'm like, ooh, exciting.
I'm pitched too.
I'm very intrigued by the fact that this rock star's kid would be a baseball player. That's cool.
And being in the minor leagues for, well, the last couple of years were independent leagues. But he made it to
Did
AAA.
Did I do good, Daddy?
Do you have any decent stats in the minors?
No, not at all.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Can I say, like when I send the message to see if Todd will come on the show, that we're interested in his son's baseball career?
Fake.
I think that would, he would brush that off pretty quickly. if we were in the city, his kid was trying to reach as a AAA player or something, then, yeah, I think it would be,
we could be.
Of interest. I know how to use weasel skills. He does look like Todd.
Does he?
Yeah, he resembles Todd.
A little bit, yeah.
Definitely. The Kentucky Derby, by the way, it's funny, this hit me today. It was Bob Baffert's horse that won?
Yeah.
Okay, because Mike Clark would be obsessed with this story then. Mm-hmm. Because he's obsessed with... Wait, I thought he made fun of Bob Baffert.
Well, it makes fun of his hair, but he still liked him.
True. He doesn't look a day older. When your hair goes white young, you always look the same age. Like Steve Martin, has he aged in the last 30 years?
Tom Mesereau?
No, you're right, yeah.
Ugh. Oh, Tom Mesereau.
Tom Mesereau doing all those horrible cases, and he hasn't aged a day.
It's true.
I think Kaz may have aged him.
Okay.
A bit.
Well, he finally lost.
Hey, I listened to an R. Kelly podcast last night.
Oh,
not
really?
His.
He's got. Oh.
No, it's a family whose kid is still sort of caught up in the whole thing. And
everybody really is doing a podcast, aren't they?
I know. But you know what? It was pretty good. It wasn't bad. I think it was from WBUR. That's all I remember. It came through WBUR or whatever.
Okay,
That might be public radio in D.C. or.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, they had recorded him talking on the phone, and TMZ had a recording of him on the phone with someone today, too. Mm. It was one of the girlfriends, and she was trying to get something out of him. He's like, I don't like talking about this on the phone. And he was sort of giving the rap of, look, I thought I told you how to think, and you know, I taught you all these things. He really does present himself to these girls as not their master. I mean, it's not that clear in a brief phone blip, but... Mm.
By the way, I don't take no orders from no women.
Like that.
There's actual audio. It's pretty weird to hear that. I can't imagine telling them, I taught you how to think, and you're going outside of my teachings.
God, who would put up with that shit?
I know. That's what I can understand. Because you have all these people saying, these are grown adults, and they are free to leave. And no, that's kind of like Nexium. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're in their mind, they're not free to leave. And... it's really weird, and who tells people who they can look at and when they can come out of a room? Although, I don't know, how do you feel about this? If he's able to brainwash people to stay in a room and to urinate in a cup because they can't get his permission to go to the bathroom, is the adult, the 21-year-old girl who's taking orders from the 52-year-old rap star, she's free to leave? If she is indeed free to leave, is he doing anything wrong?
Yeah.
Well, not taking money from her. Not stealing from her.
Did Manson do anything wrong?
He didn't kill anybody.
Well, he brainwashed some people. Had them do some crazy shit.
Well, R. Kelly's people aren't
killing
anyone.
Baby, won't you light my fire?
Now, in my mind, it's clear as a bell. First of all, if I were involved with him in a business way, as in Sony or, not Ticketmaster, but...
Live Nation.
I mean, they're in a really tough spot. I would really think they would be at the point where they would say...
Bye-bye.
This person is so despicable.
Yeah.
We don't want to do business with him. But his line
well,
about...
Oh, excuse me for being a fucking businessman.
His line about...
I never heard of a concert being canceled because of rumors.
what an asshole.
Are you back? He's... Am I back? Yeah, from where you were in your head.
Are you back from where you were in your head?
Really?
Yeah. You know you have to prove that, right? I don't know, but you gotta say, yeah, I know I gotta prove that.
You want her to prove something to him?
Nice sound quality,
yeah. Are you by yourself? I'm by myself in my room.
I know, you think if you were in a tape R. Kelly, you'd have the best audio and recording equipment available, since that's what got him off the piss trial.
I know.
Because the video quality was so bad.
It wasn't that bad either, from what I heard.
This is my brother.
You want to try TMZ at 3:13? There's some audio of the call there. I thought it was weird. And I will be laughing at it. Oh, the Florida thing. Florida, yeah, video. The University of Florida.
Just kills
if you haven't
me.
Heard the story.
It is the dumbest story on all sides.
I agree. It's really, really stupid. I see Yeldo Eye Center's on top. I want to start with four, don't I?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
It's just new copy, so.
That's, oh my God.
It's the funniest video. I'm sorry.
We'll get into this. It just looks ridiculous. Zot Ford's famous spring fling is finally here. It was a long, cold winter in Holly, evidenced by Maz's bitching and moaning. Now that it's over and spring has sprung, they have lots of vehicles to get back on track. Mags won't be the only one doing two-a-days now that the warm sun is shining bright. Maz will be doing two-a-days as well. Two deliveries a day, that is! To get this party started, Zot Ford has a sign-and-drive lease-on select new 18 Ford Escapes, all-wheel drive Ford Escape for $222 a month, zero cash due. How about we drop the price on select 18 Ford F-150 Super Cab 4x4s? Almost $13,000. That's over 30% off. Do you know people buying cars? Are most people leasing cars in your world or buying cars?
Leasing.
Both, yeah. But more leases.
I was talking to a couple people about buying versus leasing. I don't know. It is.
Depends on how much you drive.
There's a lot to be said for driving a car. If you don't drive a car a lot, it seems like it almost makes sense to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But then if you lease it and you drive a lot of miles, you have to pay for the miles anyway. I don't know. Lease just seems easier.
Yeah.
Kind of lazier.
Tom,
to
I
me.
Would say that's as good as it gets.
So you know what
I'm saying?
But I like
it. It's nice not having a car payment.
I know.
But it is nice getting a new car every two or three years.
It's also nice if you've got, you know, when Charlotte's 12 years old, it would probably be a nice time to buy a car. Because
when she's 12?
By the time you pay it off and you can let her drive your 70,000 mile car.
She's 12. Did I do good?
That's quite the assumption there.
Just saying.
That's too quiet. You think I'm going to drive 70,000 miles in 4 years?
Charlotte. No, I'm okay. Well, she's 10. Just forget it. Forget the example.
Yeah, but the other thing is everything.
Don't most kids? I don't know a 16-year-old that doesn't have a car. I don't know a 16-year-old doesn't have a car.
Well, then she can go buy one. I'll help her, but she has to pick it out
and
buy
it. From Tom.
Okay. Can we mark this statement so Charlotte can only buy her own car?
No, I just said I would help her, but I don't want to.
How's this?
I don't want her being 12, 13, 14, expecting that to become her car.
I wouldn't tell her. What?
Well, I guess somebody would. I'd rather she knows that car gets traded in.
Do you think she's thinking that far ahead at 12?
We'll have flying cars by then.
Yeah.
Really?
Shit, she's not going to have her driver's license. She'll be Ubering.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you'll be driving her everywhere. She'll have one car.
I'll get a tandem cycle.
Sorry I brought it up.
Upkeep's covered, though. That's the other thing, too.
A tandem cycle. Kids don't ride bikes. Are you kidding? They're not that stupid. Kids are so smart nowadays.
They're the worst.
Okay, where was I? Oh, yeah, the $13,000 off. That's over 30%. Your wife runs to Target when Blue Jeans are on sale for 20% off. We're talking over 30% off brand new F-150s. See the scalding deals of massive inventory at dealsnindy.com.
I am not a crook.
And oh, Luke Nowacki, why don't we talk about Luke? Whether you have $11 trillion or $3 and something in change saved up, it's important to have a plan in place.
$7 trillion.
It's important to have something in place when saving for retirement. It's called paying yourself. I keep reading that term. That's almost like double down these days. Some people may believe that it's never been worse, but the truth is there's never been a bad time. There's never a bad time to reanalyze your current plan to achieve the retirement that you want. And it comes along faster than you think. Call Luke Nowacki at 248-663-4748 for a no-obligation review of your financial strategy. Security Investment Advisory Services offered through Signatory Investors Incorporated. Member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor at 28411 Northwestern Highway, Southfield, Michigan, 40834 248-663-4700.
1111111. Really?
Are they in a competition right now to see who can fit the most drops in the copy?
I hope so. It's
that seems
great.
That
I
way.
Love it.
People love drops. Everybody talk. I can't believe how many people say they talk in drops. It's amazing. I'm finding I do it more than I used to.
That's right. The new one I use a lot is, not even paying attention. When you have two little kids
not
in
the house. Not even paying attention.
I love it's not all about you, sweetheart. I don't know why that one just pops in my head all the time.
It's very useful.
Trudy?
It ain't all about you, sweetheart.
Oh, yeah. I use it on Zeus all the time.
Really? Does he have any favorite drops to say to you?
I'm sure he does.
What?
I can't tell.
Hi, Mommy.
That one's a good one.
Brandon?
Do I have any?
Spoken drops you use a lot?
Yeah. God, I don't know. They're pretty frequent. I don't know if there's one that really pops out.
I know!
I think the sweetheart one is just, since it's newer, I think that one gets...
You know, the Trump drops, I actually say them without thinking they're drops a lot of times.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the best ones are the generic Trump drops.
Yeah, they are really good. Yeah. She would
I
not be
remember!
My, she would...
It's the hugest.
She would not be my first choice is... I don't know. I want every anytime a female
Believe
name
me,
comes
she
up.
She would not be my first choice that I can tell.
That I can
and you're
tell
right,
you.
Trudy. I use that one all the time. When Kristen asks me something, I don't remember.
Yeah, so. I can't say it the
regular way.
You
do the hands
way.
Too. He did it.
Oh,
this is another. I think this might be our favorite lately, Brandon.
See you on Friday.
All the Derek drops. I love Derek.
I think we've really captured Derek's voice.
They're really good. Really outstanding. Have you called?
I can do that.
Huh?
Have you called every potential Derek drop?
I think I have. I think I have. The one we really wanted, it turned out it wasn't even Derek. It was
right.
Another special name.
Hello, Leslie.
Hi, no. Leslie. Get six.
Jamie Samuelson on 97.1 apparently referenced Finders Keepers Losers Weepers.
He did?
Went, yeah, a bunch of cash was loose from a truck or something.
Yeah. Really?
Finders Keepers Losers Weepers, babe.
In For Indiana. Some reason, he mentioned the drop, which is fine. I guess he didn't mention the podcast. It's okay, James.
Oh. I frequently do, no more! No
oh,
more!
Yeah.
But you
oh.
have to really scream that one out.
No!
No, no more!
No! Stop it!
Someone emailed that to me, that they wanted to know where that was. They thought it was in a foreign country. And I said, no, that was a kid in America being pulled out of a sewer grate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he was stuck, and they were forcing him, and it was hurting him. And so he wanted him to pull no more, no, no more.
Yeah, he just wanted to be left there.
And yeah.
Sewer kid.
To see the video, I don't know why. I was so excited when I saw the video. I just heard the drop a million times, and all of a sudden somebody brought up the video and was like, oh, how cool! And there's this kid just in horrible pain.
Where is that kid today? Can somebody please find him?
He's compressed.
Did he look like Fred Savage?
He looked like the Man Show Boy, didn't he?
From yes.
The way I remember him in my head.
Andy Milonek.
Not Andy Milonakis, but Aaron.
Oh.
Man Show Boy.
Yeah. Yep.
Those two look similar, though.
Do you have the video, the actual video of him stuck? Do you know where it's
we
at?
We used to watch it once in a blue moon.
Oh, it's been forever since I've seen it. I just wonder if it named him.
Oh, great question.
Oh,
like a news story on him.
Kid gets stuck in drain.
So we can call him.
Very funny. Kid gets struck in drain. Is this it?
I don't think this is the one.
Well, no.
Oh, he's free.
That's not him.
Kids today seem to keep getting stuck in those claw games. Have you ever seen
Oh,
that?
Yeah. Yeah, they go in to get the
Holy
thing out.
Holy God's name, does that happen? How do you get in the machine?
That's a great
the
question.
Machine? What about do they get to keep everything in there?
How about the kid underwater for 8 minutes? He gets sucked by
awful.
The
pool filter.
The lazy river.
But there are lots of kids who get whisked down sewage tubes, too. Like, into the pipe.
Oh, yeah.
And then to the next one.
Right. The one kid was in sewage for 24 hours.
That was awesome. Yeah. That was like a super slide, like a water slide.
That was pretty wild.
He looked like he was having a blast.
Stunk.
Oh, that stinks.
Okay, before I forget, do we have R. Kelly at 313?
No, I stopped it for the...
Is that him?
Oh, you stopped it for University of Florida?
Agricultural town that gets by in the can-do attitude of the locals.
Okay, John, calm down.
I'm gonna die, man.
Okay, John, calm down.
Unless you're stuck in a sewer, like 11-year-old Jonathan Garza. He was trying to get a wrench.
I'll never find Jonathan Garza.
When...
John,
your
knees
down. He squatted down, then my leg got stuck and I tried to pull up, and I sunk down more, and I can't get it out.
How'd they get that Augustus Gloop kid out in the Willy Wonka film?
Nice making fun of him TV show. Ooh, he's from Stockton.
Don't pull me no more, please. Don't pull me no more.
Here come more firemen. And they brought some liquid soap.
I'm scared.
Looks like they're going to grease
him. What if they
up?
Just said, okay, we'll leave you, kid.
Just leave, of it. Get me out of there now.
Oh, that hurt.
He's a
That ain't working either. John's best hope now is just to remain calm, but he ain't doing that.
My face is gonna come out of my socket!
No, John, just
leave my face. I can't blame the fire dudes. They're used to pulling people out when everything's on fire. Okay, how about this?
We can twist you around.
Come on.
We're gonna lean a little bit forward.
Pull him.
We're gonna do three things at one time to get you out of here.
All right, let's try that.
Take your time with the drop, kid.
Why not?
No!
This dude just firefighter's laughing at him.
The fire guy knows better.
Are we ready, John?
Yeah. Again.
Okay.
No more! Now it's getting dark. Pull this kid out.
How cool is that?
Works is just gonna pave over him on Monday.
No, I'm not.
You are.
Then, like a hairball from a cat, little Johnny gets uncorked.
Who narrated this?
What's with the music? Jeez.
You need to get up off your fat ass and lose some of that goddamn weight.
Yeah, that kid would have. If he'd been down there a few days, he might have lost a few pounds.
I'm going to call every Jonathan Garza in the Stockton, California area.
How old would he be now? How old's that kid?
Well, what was that, 98?
That's an old drop. Was that 98?
I'm guessing maybe he's 33?
Yeah, he'd be around there.
We were in the old building, so that's how.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
Oh, boy. There's 419 of them.
In Stockton? In Stockton, California?
Let's get started. One by one. We assume everyone who answers is that kid.
All right, so I'm sorry. What do you want? Do you want TMZ or do you want the Florida?
I kind of want you guys to hear the R. Kelly audio from TMZ because I thought it was telling. It wasn't. I mean, I just don't think you're going to get the smoking gun out of this guy.
For R. Kelly? No,
yeah,
absolutely.
But I thought it was interesting what he said. It sort of said a lot to me. That he feels these girls are in school with him in some strange way, which what female in 2018 takes schooling from a boyfriend?
Fucking shit school.
Yeah, it's a shit school. I agree. Oh, it's just weird.
Do they then when they graduate, do they have a skill of some sort that they get to trade?
I don't think so.
Entertainment of some sort or?
I rather doubt it.
Background singing.
What's on that screen over there?
Slutty walking.
Oh, R. Kelly, hump and dump, hump and grind, bump and grind?
Yeah. Hump and dump.
He still does this act, by the way. It's all about sex.
Sounds like he was in Chicago.
I think he was in Chicago.
Based on what he said. This was Charles. The conversation. R. Kelly was not happy with her. This is, again, after she had made the allegations.
That he gave her STD.
They know that's real. And I just lecture you all the time and teach you certain things and try to make you a person on the gotta be able to admit that you never told me nothing.
Do you think like this is all my fault?
What am I supposed to do?
I mean, I don't feel like I acted crazy. I feel like I just had a moment like with you and you just shut me out.
See, this is not what I was looking for. I was looking for you to be humble, okay? I messed up. I was thinking wrong.
Why does it sound like shit?
Crazy.
Doesn't sound like shit on TV.
No more, because I don't, like I say, when you want to talk to me,
well, because you can read it.
It's a cell phone blows. There's another one.
Back it up and I'll read it.
I'm not sure which way this.
I have tried to be your friend, but you will not listen to me.
This is again after she had made the allegations.
Your father and mother don't like me. They know that. That's real.
And I just lecture you all the time and teach you certain things and try to make you a person on me. You gotta be able to admit that.
Gotta admit that you never told me nothing.
Do you think this is all
my fault? What am I supposed to do?
I mean, I don't feel like
I don't feel like I acted crazy.
I feel like I just had a moment like with you and you just shut me out.
See, this is not what I was looking for. I was looking for you to be humble and say, hey, I messed up. I was thinking wrong. I was thinking crazy. I'm not talking about this no more.
Like I say, when you want to talk to me, come and talk to me. I don't talk on the phones about faults.
Why? I didn't talk on the phone.
I'm not getting into that.
Oh, really?
I'm not sure which way this cuts.
Okay. We don't need their analysis, trust me.
You need to learn how to suck some goddamn dick.
I used to lecture you and teach you. Lecture you?
Yeah. Well, they're all underage, so it's a father figure.
Again, that doesn't sound like fun.
No.
Teach me a lesson, Daddy.
I assume the big, first of all, who doesn't know what R. Kelly's up to now or in the last 5 years? What girl that's 17 or 16 or 18 or even 20 would be with this asshole?
I don't know. I mean, does
he pisses on girls?
Money or fame, well, possibly?
I think he promises them a career. They seem to be all girls that think they have talent. They can all sing. And that's why his people always come back with, oh, somebody's trying to make money off R. Kelly. Family's trying to make money off him. And
does anybody ever made money off of R. Kelly?
Yeah, settlements.
Besides R. Kelly?
Settlement money.
Oh, I see.
Absolutely. Oh, okay. $1.5 million is the biggest one we've heard of. Right. And interesting, along those lines, Stormy Daniels, your sister's attorney, you ought to get to know him. He seems like he'd be a good guy to know.
I like him.
Avenatti. Avenatti?
Avenatti. Yeah, Avenatti.
Avenatti.
Nutty.
He said today that he believes that Trump had a non-disclosure slush fund, that it's not, which is sort of what...
That's what Giuliani was saying.
He kind of, well, yeah, Giuliani did not answer that question well. Has Giuliani done anything right yet?
He's deflected everything else that's going on in the world to look at him.
Well, Avenatti today was saying something about how I think Rudy Giuliani has lost his touch or something to that effect. That
marbles?
Just he's not a sharp attorney at the
moment.
Wasn't
the quote, he needs to be put out to pasture?
I think it was something like that, yeah. I don't think I heard that quote, but it was as good as saying that, yeah.
The use of the word funneled alone, like when that happened.
But he, you know what?
There are so many different legal words you could use, and funneled.
But he didn't.
It's a polarizing.
Not that it matters. Now you're arguing semantics, but what's his face is the one that he didn't say it first. What show was he?
Hannity.
Hannity said it, and then he repeated it. Which I don't know. Hannity's not helping him either by saying that, but.
Oh, Hannity's trying to distract from his real estate dealer.
He seemed shocked, though, when Giuliani said that.
Oh, yeah. He was. Of course he was.
That's not in the playbook.
I don't know. Very interesting. I have a feeling we would be blown away if we knew all of the.
5 years.
If we knew all the non-disclosure stuff that goes on, mm-hmm. not just with Trump, but when Giuliani talked like, oh, I do these all the time. I'm thinking, wait, who would he do non-disclosure? And I guess if you got that kind of money and you want people to shut the fuck up, and with social media now, and what people can just go anywhere and say anything, and there seems to be no repercussions. I mean, really, isn't it true?
Yeah.
Giuliani had one thing he said that I thought was pretty good. He said, I don't care about facts. I care about the law now. In other words, he's just going to try to defend. Like, it doesn't matter if he had sex with this woman. It doesn't matter that she was paid off. It matters who paid her. It doesn't matter when, what was said when in his mind. It's what's legal and what's not. And he's kind of right. Because nobody cares.
For the most part, yeah, I think he is right.
I care a bit, though, because ethically, if you're going to do a bunch of weird shit and have a lawyer who represented, well, didn't represent, he was in business with mob guys.
Nobody cares.
I guess.
The evangelicals don't care. They like him even more now. Did you ever watch The Circus on Showtime?
No.
That's that, it used to have Mark Halperin until he got Me Too'd and he got blown out. So now it's John Heilman and somebody else. But they were in Iowa and they were talking to supporters. And they everyone, to a T, they don't care about what happened. But what I thought was interesting is they talked to the senator there, Joni Ernst.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, I don't follow the Stormy Daniels thing. I don't know anything about it. He's like, what are you talking about? That's all anybody's talking about. She's like, I'm focused on doing my job. He's your president. You're a Republican senator.
Well, for Republican senators to say that is, that's
ludicrous.
A joke. That's a joke. Breaking news?
Yeah.
Oh, do we have any hope of seeing the Mort Krim?
I can't find it. But I do have, I did get a text response from Elka.
What? What's the response?
When? If it's her.
Now.
Yeah.
Anytime. In the next 45 minutes. Just saying the next 45 minutes. Elkie is the girl. We did the story.
45 minutes.
Why is everything 45 minutes? We did the story. Mark was off with lovely Annie.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely young Annie. It was her first day. And Barbara Moore came out and gave the Daily Mail the story that she had been Trump's girlfriend for 6 months. She gave him high marks. She said he was a great lover and a gentleman, even though he was engaged to Marla Maples the whole time who was pregnant.
And yeah. Didn't he have somebody else he was poking on the other coast?
Oh, I'm sure.
You know, I don't know about 93. He probably did. But anyway, she told the whole romantic story. I was getting misty-eyed. It was a lovely story. And he's a lovely man, and she's a loving girl. And she talked about her. And I remember when I read the story, Brandon, you remember her dumb friend who's like, "Steve, we got champagne."
Yeah, she just wanted, her friend just wanted the booze.
Yeah, she just wanted to party with Trump. She knew he had money, and she, they were in New York saying, "Call your boyfriend. Maybe we can get a good meal and some champagne." It just sounded so stupid. Like, what? She's so into champagne.
She's having a blast.
They were two young Playboy models who apparently,
you know, she's got this goofy friend.
Trump nails Barbara Moore in front of Elke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's in the room, and she says in the story in the Daily Mail today that, like, hey, I thought they were going to invite me in. I thought we were going to play.
I mean, she seemed bummed out.
I know. It was like, what? I can't believe really, Trump missed an opportunity.
I'm really
like
doubting
that.
This guy's judgment all of a sudden.
I am, too. I mean, if anything, he's the kind of guy that believes in asking for the order and being rejected. I mean, isn't that pretty clear?
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like he certainly would not be afraid to ask, but she made it sound like he was so in love with Barbara that he just, when I saw them getting it on, it was apparent that they were very much in love. So she left the room eventually, I guess. Anyway.
Oh, okay. I got a reply.
Yes?
So I wrote and said who I was. We've been following this story. Love to talk to you. And the reply was...
In, out, in, out, three times.
The reply was, when? And I said, anytime in the next 45 minutes would be great, or when your schedule allows. The response was, I'm a 15-year-old boy in high school who got out early because I'm sick. I think you got the wrong person.
How old?
15.
Oh, 15.
Should we call the number?
Yeah. Yeah, because she's lying. She's just trying to put
I
us
don't
off.
Know.
He's a 15-year-old.
Why did he say when, you
I know,
dick?
What a dork.
Should I say, why did you say when, then?
Yes. Oh, should we call him and say, why'd you say when?
Well, I know he's got his phone on.
Yeah.
I'm typing it right now.
Hall Financial Hotline is open, by the way.
And it's an iPhone, so you can see if they've read it or not.
Yeah.
So he can see the three little bubbles right now of me right. typing. So I'll just keep typing so he thinks I'm... Hurry up, Brandon.
Click the link on Hall Financial on our website and... fill out the online form. They'll get back to you, whether you're trying to take money out of your house, trying to get a home equity loan, or maybe you're trying to buy a home with very little money down.
Go.
Hall Financial would love to take care of you. Do you know what his name is?
Your call has been forwarded what? To an automatic voice message system. 3-1.
How?
Oh, unless he's...
He's in 313?
Three is not available.
Unless he's texting on his
please
computer.
Please record your message.
Do you want to leave a message?
There...
When you have finished recording, yeah. You may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Yeah, we're trying to reach Elke, and there seems to be some confusion. I don't know if the 15-year-old's gotten a hold of her phone, but Elke had answered, when would we like to talk to her? And then all of a sudden, 15-year-old boy took over her phone, and we just want that boy to be disciplined. He's apparently home faking sick from school. Don't fall for it. Elke, if that's your son, whatever the deal is, this kid is trouble. Thank you very much.
Just call the school.
You like discipline.
We're calling the truant officers immediately.
School and narc on him. Oh, the truant.
Boy, those truant officers are so badass. Where are the truant officers, by the way?
Well,
they exist? Were there ever truant officers? Is this like the Tooth Fairy?
Parkland had one. He got in a little golf cart and drove away.
Is there such thing as a truant officer? Have you ever seen a truant officer pull a kid over and go, hey, why aren't
Never.
You in school?
Never. No such thing. That's
what? Like, wait a sec.
Your parents just... used to terrorize you, right?
What?
Saying,
what happened?
Officer.
Breaking news on the Elke front.
Wait, this is so bizarre. I feel like something's really weird here. I wrote, oh, I'm sorry about that. And he wrote, yeah, ha ha. I thought, and then I said, I thought you were someone in the news. And he goes, I know about the Drew and Mike show, though. Pretty good.
Huh? What?
Yeah.
Maybe he checked us out when...
I'm going to go because I'm not the person you need. What...
Wait, did you say you
thank
were
you.
Oh, so
I did. Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, I love this guy in 310 is aware of the show. That's cool.
And he's 15.
He checked his eyes. He's probably going to be in trouble.
Probably
we're probably
going to
be in trouble before it's over.
Oh, I love that person.
He's skipping school. I kind of respect
that. I have
that.
A pen pal.
What? That's your second 15-year-old pen pal.
I know. The other one was the Bobbitt's old number.
ridiculous. Is there another Elkie number we need to look into?
No, I called them all.
Damn it. Okay, my breaking news is Lenny Dykstra has tweeted out, nails coming at you from my house in New Jersey after my insurance company, hashtag Allstate, turned their back on me, but no quit here. F it. I'll do it myself. I ain't no white piece of shit. I'm a man of the people. Hashtag bad faith. Hashtag class action. Facebook.com. Lenny.Dykstra.
What? What is he
apparently
doing?
Allstate is not into his claim.
Oh, okay. Give a shit, bro.
What was his claim about?
It doesn't say. I guess
did you see who bought the... Remember his old mansion that he bought from Gretzky?
Yeah, Gretzky bought it back.
Yeah. Isn't that wild?
Yeah, pretty cool. Isn't that wild?
After Dykstra destroyed it and did some despicable things in there, exposed himself to some maid.
And let's see, is there something else?
That doesn't lower the value.
Nails!
He's repeated this same tweet multiple times. He's retweeting himself, I guess. Let's see.
This kid, my 15-year-old pen pal said that he did just Google it.
Oh, cool. Well, at least we got a new downloader. Tell him to download it. Tell him to become a regular downloader.
Oh, tell him to review it. And like us on Facebook.
And to like us on Facebook. Ignore the message.
So here's a video regarding this insurance thing he's all upset about.
Okay.
Did he flood his basement?
That's not covered. We know that.
Okay.
Turn your phone, Lenny.
Lenny Dykstra, nails coming at you from my home in New Jersey, the one that Allstate, my insurance company, just left me all by myself. So, you know, nails, I'm good. I'll fix it my fucking self. But I ain't done with Allstate by a long shot. You know why? Because I need all the American people out there to write in their story and what happened to them when they had insurance, paid their premium, had a covered loss, and Allstate or whatever insurance screwed them, took their money, and didn't fix their house and denied claims. So I'm not trying to worry about that right now because they is on a mission of fucking mercy. Ready? Here we go.
I can't understand a word he's saying.
I know. It's the worst quality video I've ever seen in my entire life.
Okay. Listen to him. I think people in Michigan are aware of the fact that often flood basements aren't covered by insurance. Do you suppose?
Have storm and sewer backup.
Oh, so it's a special.
Add on. Yeah. No, we learned that.
Should
we
call Lenny and find out what the details are?
Oh, boy, it sounds exhausting.
It could be a long conversation.
I'd rather.
Well, I don't know. It's up to you guys. We have other calls to make.
There's a lot of other calls.
There's a 7-Eleven with a broken microwave due to somebody microwaving their urine.
Yeah.
Why is urine explosive?
Trudy, I asked the same question.
What is
in her urine, for Christ's sake?
I think it's what the urine is in.
Oh,
she had a metal container?
Wouldn't you think so?
Well, God, that's day one stuff. Don't microwave your urine in a metal container.
It's a urine sample.
But her response is pretty hilarious. For a drug test.
Oh.
It needs to be 98.6.
And as we all know, 7-Eleven is the only place that has settings on their microwaves. So you can get your urine cooked to exactly 98.6.
The police report had a funny line in it, though. See if I can find it. Oh, they tried to demand her to clean it up, 7-Eleven did, which I like the way they took charge there. And then there ended up being an argument about how much she cleaned it up because she just wiped it on the floor. Which now you're just creating a bigger mess, you dope. She reportedly told the police officer that she had cleaned up the mess and did not understand the problem. The officer wrote in the report, "When I reminded her the urine blew up where people prepared their food, she told me it wasn't real urine."
Ready for a bomb?
They valued the microwave at $500.
What?
How many microwaves did she ruin? 10 of them?
500.
Let's get 7-Eleven on the horn.
I
do a lot of business. The Southland Corporation, I'm a big account for them.
I am?
I'm a huge account. I spend a lot of money at 7-Eleven. They should be nice to me and at least explain this in case I ever need anything at 98.6 in those special microwaves they have that cost $500.
It's an industrial microwave, though. It has to be, because it's used all the time.
Yeah,
day in, day out.
Bucks?
Hey. top of the line, workhorse.
Ugh. I think I could probably use a new microwave. There's been enough stuff burned in there that there's permanent burn marks all over the microwave.
Remember how nasty radio station microwaves would be?
Yeah, it looks like a radio station microwave. Actually, this house seems more like a radio station every day to me.
Oh, you're right.
Doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
I hate to say that. I'm telling on myself, but it does, and I'm starting to treat it that way.
Yeah, I hide from work in your stall.
Yeah, the bathroom is very busy. There's a second bathroom on the other side of the first floor, by the way. Just in case anybody wants to do drugs in there or something. Don't you think it's so fascinating? Sitting in your bladder. Just patiently waiting till you have the chance to sneak away and let it go. Hello, how can I help you? Yeah, is this 7-Eleven?
It is.
Oh, hi, this is the Drew and Mike Show. I was just wondering, did you get a new microwave yet?
I haven't got one yet.
You haven't got one yet?
No.
Where do you get them? Because I heard you have an industrial level microwave. It costs about $500.
Uh-huh.
Where do you get those? Because I wanted to get one of those nice ones where you can tell what the temperature is.
It's a Turbo Chef oven. Like, I don't know.
Turbo Chef. Else.
What model? I have no idea. That's like a franchisee question.
Apparently it's a good, if you want to get urine at 98.6 degrees, it's a good microwave for that.
Talking about the microwave, not the oven, right?
Yeah, whatever that lady cooked her urine in.
Ew, by the way.
Did she do something to the phone, too?
The
connection's terrible.
Yeah, the connection's not so good. This is the 7-Eleven where the woman cooked her urine, correct?
Yeah, let me talk to the manager.
Thank you.
I have no idea.
What? I'm a big account, by the way.
What?
Oh, they know.
I couldn't hear that last part. The connection just got really bad.
Turbo Chef ovens cook faster and produce...
Okay.
Consistent results without compromising quality.
Oh, she hung up.
Quality.
No, she didn't. It was the drop, wasn't it?
It was Pee-wee. Pee-wee hung up.
Oh.
Wait, don't hang up.
Why do I like that drop so much?
Hello?
Yellow?
Oh, the model. The number. No, I don't really care.
Okay.
She's trying to get the model number. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Can I help you?
Wait, don't hang up.
Oh, hi there. Is this the manager of 7-Eleven?
Yes, sir.
Hi there. What's your first name?
Sitsum, who are you?
Sitsum?
Yes, sir.
This is...
Really? That's a great name.
Who's this?
This is Drew, and I am a big account at 7-Eleven. I spend an awful lot of money there. Just thought I'd point that out, because the previous woman seemed to show a lot of respect for me, and I appreciated that. Anyway, I'm interested in your Turbo Chef microwave.
So, do you need what do you need from the microwave? Which one?
Well, the microwave that the woman, she cooked her urine in there, and it exploded, correct?
Okay, yeah.
Why did it explode? Did she have it in a metallic container?
I don't have idea. I don't know. You know, can you talk with the owner or with 7-Eleven?
I already did talk to the owner. He said specifically, talk to Shitsun, the manager at the 7-Eleven there. Or what's the name again? I'm sorry, what's your name?
Sitsum.
Sitsum?
So why I talk to you guys? You know, a lot of people, they call us about this microwave, so...
Yeah, no, it's a very popular microwave.
About this microwave. Okay.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Well, because it'll cook to the exact temperature of 98.6, and I wasn't looking to cook any urine, but there's some other things that I like to get to that temperature, and so I'm interested in that model. Hot. It's allegedly a Turbo Chef.
No. You know, the main thing is, you know, there is the wrong information about the microwave area. It's not exploded the microwave.
It
exploded the container of the pee. You know, she bring the pee in the container. So it's exploded the plastic. It's not
plastic.
Microwave.
So a Turbo Chef will not handle a plastic container.
Oh boy! Yeah, to 98 degrees.
No, she bring the plastic container. The lady, you know.
I understand. Yeah, I thought she had some really funky urine or something.
She hit it. It's blowing. You know, it's open the microwave.
But Jetsam, are you allowed to use plastic in that microwave?
Yeah, she put the pl- plastic in the microwave. So we took off all everything. You know, we pulled the microwave. I don't know.
But typically, if I came in, could I put my plastic in the microwave?
Yeah, she put it in there. I don't know.
Okay. I think he's pumping somebody.
The microwave, if you want. I put it in the back, you know.
Oh, you put it in the back?
Yeah. That is your business. You know, we throw in the trash. So we bring from the trash, we put it in the back over here in the back office.
Oh.
If you need to see it.
And then what if somebody in the back office uses it, though? Ew.
What is that?
What if someone in the back office uses it?
Yeah, I'm not using it.
The urine microwave.
No, nobody uses it. You know, we put it over here. You know, we took it from the counter. We put it in the back.
Okay, that's what. Yeah, the ownership. The owner asked me to tell you to make sure it stayed in the back office.
Yeah, we save over here. You know, we don't use it because it's mad.
Oh,
okay. So we put it over here.
In the meantime, what are you using?
We have two microwaves. You know.
Whoa! Spread out.
Wow.
Nice.
Are those regular microwaves, or is there a new Turbo Chef on site?
Oh.
What?
Really?
Thank you for the information.
By the way, the Turbo Chefs are super expensive.
I know.
Really?
They're like 10 grand, 8 grand.
What?
Yeah, they're massive.
They must buy them in mass quantity so they get them for $500.
So, that's an even dumber, that's a weird problem. Why would it cost $500 if the urine just exploded in the microwave? Just clean it up.
Tell the story well at all.
I'm shocked.
No one wants to use that microwave anymore who's ever heard of it. And they know everyone's heard of it.
I can't believe he didn't say goodbye.
I know. I guess he's pumping someone. that may have been the same guy.
Mind your business. See, we found him after all these years.
Didn't he sound like him?
Yeah, very much.
I mean, I thought it was incredible.
Sitting in your bladder, you're just patiently waiting till you have the chance to sneak away and let it flow. The thing about urine is, even if I don't have to go, I could still go. Fascinating, sitting in your bladder waiting till you got time to let it flow. If you don't have to go, you could still go.
What's this song?
The urine song.
God, Matt is getting a lot of business off the podcast, by the way. I've had multiple people who have purchased songs from him.
Really?
Yeah, they were really pleased, too. He even wrote some for people.
Wow.
Be nice if he'd come to town.
Yeah.
I know. How do you get a hold of Matt Farley?
His name is Bentley. To most everybody, except some call him Stinky and some call him Buddy once you've met him.
You know, if you just search
Jim Bentley?
Yeah. If you just search Matt Farley, you'll find his website. It's Moturn Media, and then it's pretty easy from there.
People are also angry because they live in Troy, and they can't find the Troy song. They live in Auburn Hills. They can't find the Auburn Hills song. They live in Royal Oak. They can't find the Royal Oak song.
But there's no Royal Oak song? That's ridiculous.
Oh, no, there is.
There is.
All his songs are really hard to find because you have to know what band he put them on.
I know. We need to talk to him.
Yeah, but if you search the guy who sings about cities and towns,
okay,
either on YouTube or Google Play, or
who is also anywhere. Matt Farley.
Yeah,
we got another email. This is from Drew and Mike listener Steve, who was raving that getting LASIK from Dr. Yaldo was, quote, the best money I ever spent. Steve doesn't need glasses anymore. He's kicking himself for years of making excuses to not get off his ass and get the surgery.
Now, why don't you calm down, Steve?
It takes 5 minutes. It's painless. It's a major lifestyle boost. The only thing glasses and contacts can do is mask your real vision problems. You take them off, you can't see again. Dr. Yaldo is the only one in Metro Detroit with the CAT system, the most advanced LASIK in the world. It gives better than 20/20 vision over 90% of the time. In other words, you can see better without glasses and contacts than you ever saw with them. And for those of you 50 and older, when you get your free evaluation, you'll also hear about multifocal lens implants that solve your near and far vision issues for life. Get that free evaluation, also the Drew and Mike discount. Call 1-800-398-EYES, 1-800-398-EYES, or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com.
You can be
man,
just like
things
Steve.
We'll do for a piece of tail, huh, Steve?
Sorry, buddy.
And let's see.
You're in.
We also have Zot Jeep at M59. It's time for Zot M59 Chrysler Jeep Spring Clearance Event. That means some of the best deals in the new 2018 Chrysler and Jeeps are ready and waiting for you to take one home. Maybe you've dreamed of owning your own very own Jeep Wrangler. If you have, it's time to make your dreams come true. While supplies last, lease a new loaded 18 Jeep Wrangler at $249 a month. Yes, get your very own Jeep Wrangler at a great price. Only from your friends at Zott Chrysler Jeep. Plus, we have hundreds of Wranglers available for immediate delivery. See details in their massive inventory at dealsinthed.com.
I love
it. With a brand new fucking motor, a brand new transmission, and brand new wheels.
We have a light.
I used to have a Wrangler. I love that car.
Everybody likes Wranglers.
So much fun to drive.
Jeeps, though, man, people love Jeeps, too.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a light commercial, though, today.
Mm-hmm.
What's up with that?
Oh, my pen pal wrote me back.
Oh, he did?
Ugh, cool. Dick. I guess we're going to dick now. I think he's listened to a few of the podcasts.
Oh, no, I think she's an expert on the show.
I'm so happy I have you as my best friend.
How did you run to the show? Teachers recommended it to me. So I just wrote, ugh, okay.
Wait, teacher?
I think he's just trying to mess with me now.
Being a smart guy.
Yeah.
Well.
He lies.
Dick.
All right, back in the DealsInTheD.com studios, and that was, of course, the 7-Eleven where the urine blew up the oven, as evidenced by the phone call on the Hall Financial Hotline. And where are my notes for today? Damn it.
Can we please watch the Florida video so I can laugh again?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. There you go.
For people that don't know, their commencement, which I'm still surprised that...
It's Florida or Florida State?
Florida. I'm still surprised that people walk during commencement.
Yeah, I understood what you were
with
saying.
With large schools, like they waste that much time walking.
Oh, I know. God, that's an excruciating ceremony.
Yeah.
Holy Christ.
So what happened down there is people decided to get a little crazy as they walked across the stage. And some people were dancing. And this guy, this really nerdy guy, pulled the old shepherd's crook, basically, and yoinked him off the stage like the old vaudeville act. Which, wouldn't that be great if he actually had one of those? Just yoink and just pulled him by the neck.
Gosh, you're all making me so mad!
So this nerdy guy starts pulling people off, and some black students are very upset because they thought it was racist, although he was pushing along white people as well.
Huh.
But the imagery of a nerdy white guy pulling black people off the stage doesn't really look good, so much so that they apologize. But I can't believe that these students, it meant so much that they had to dance while getting their diploma,
yeah, the school,
white or black.
University of Florida apologized, and they said, that's not enough.
What are they?
Which, okay, first of all.
Can you just dance and put it on Instagram like everybody else your age does?
This is what I found fascinating about this story, is that it's so typical of so many things right now. When the story first came out, the early accounts were that they were told there's no making a spectacle of yourself. We have a lot of people to get through. We need it's a dreadful ceremony. It's long, and we need to hurry.
Hoof it.
And then when a couple of people did start doing things, they said, because people start applauding, going crazy, and they can't sort of go forward for a minute or so.
Yeah.
So they said, please don't do this. We want to get through everyone. We want to personally hand everyone their degree. Well, people kept doing it.
Does it really add that much time, though, too, on the other side?
If everyone does it?
Well, not everyone's going to do it, but let's say everyone does do it. How much time does it really add?
More than they want.
Well, okay, when they cut one of your dumb speeches out.
If you're one of the people that does it, just wants to get your degree, I mean, I could give a flying fuck.
No,
if people dance
both,
or don't dance.
Both sides of this is the dumbest thing to fight about.
To celebrate, but when some students' celebratory walk to get their diplomas took longer than officials like, they took action, dragging the new grads forcibly off the stage. Megan Alexander has more on the uproar that's resulted.
Pause for one second. I just want to explain one thing. I just want to complete my thought.
That is the dumbest looking thing.
So, don't make me kill somebody!
So when this first came out, Florida tried to say, listen, we told them not to do this. They did it. We asked them to please stop doing it. They continued doing it. And therefore, you know, this is why it got messy. Well, as the hours wore on, all of a sudden it was, we're sorry. They just apparently were, you know, it was becoming a race thing.
Well,
and they
bullied
were like,
into.
We're sorry. They didn't want to say any more about it. And it looks so dumb that it obviously, this story just needs to go away. This is not good for Florida University.
Yeah. They just want to be done with it.
And not to mention they're being called racists.
I'm not a racist.
So anyway, play the story.
Fully dancing across the stage on graduation day. Suddenly, a college official rushes in and aggressively hauls him away.
Can I say something else, too? I'm sorry. I just want to complete a thought. If I saw one person being manhandled off the stage, I don't think I'd do it.
No.
I think that would be the end of that. If I had any ideas of doing it, if it's that as humiliating as they declare it is, their graduation, their entire college degree has been ruined, right, according to these people.
Yeah.
I think I would just accept my degree and walk off if I saw it. But
well, that's soft of you. You've been the whole point of graduating so you could do a penis softening dance.
Well, apparently that's what it sounds like. It sounds like these kids, this dance was everything to them. Oh, they don't understand the black fraternity or whatever, the black fraternity dance.
But this was popular. Everybody all the students that are sitting down are loving it. They're laughing. So the next one's probably thinking, man, if I dance next, I'm going to be the man.
And Drew, you forgot one of the biggest rules of dancing. In
general. Nobody puts baby in a corner.
Well, I hate to sound like I'm strong on this story in one direction or the other. It really means nothing to me.
No, it's my favorite. I love watching both sides argue their stupid sides. Well, like, it really takes that much time, and like it's really that important to dance while getting your diploma.
But Florida just gave up. Florida just caved.
I know.
The dancing is so good.
The people who were dragged off stage are like, my graduation was ruined, and I won't accept their apology. It's not enough. Well, and this dance was everything to me.
You see the woman sort of in kind of the mid, she's wearing purple, and she has this rapture on her face, like, it was the most amazing thing she'd ever seen.
I just, the whole thing is so beyond comprehension.
Like the Beatles have come back.
Megan Alexander has more
Who's the guy? When's he going to break his silence? The guy that had a yoink him off stage.
This college senior is joyfully dancing across the stage on graduation day. Suddenly,
wait a sec. It does take more time to pull him off the stage than it would be if they just let him dance.
Well, we don't know how long he's going to dance. Maybe he's going to. Maybe he's got a song playing.
I like how he keeps dancing.
Maybe he's got
official
a boombox we can't
see.
Rushes
in and aggressively hauls him away front of 10,000 spectators. It also happened to this graduate. And this one.
He kept dancing while he was being grabbed. She did
all
too.
All these graduates at the University of Florida.
She was white.
Get on stage to the jeers of the crowd.
That's horrible. What, you're not allowed to dance across the stage? That's absurd.
These young people have worked their entire lives to get to this point.
Give me a fucking break, relax.
All of the hard work and everything they've sacrificed to get to that point.
This is almost nothing.
On stage for mere seconds before being dragged away.
I'm dancing with you. With you.
Because his dance moves were taking too long.
I can't believe he's dancing while he's being dragged off the stage. He's still dancing.
Can't stop that dance.
I guess not.
Only towards the end when more of the black graduates were coming on stage began to become a lot more aggressive in the nature of how they were treating and handling black students.
We looked through video of the graduation ceremony and found white students dancing uninterrupted.
Oh, that's pretty bad.
Now, he's doing shooters.
That's pretty bad. You gotta admit.
Well, that was not, it was quick though. The guy gave a six shooter. What?
You're telling me that
comparing a spinning, dancing, boogie.
Yeah, that only took long because that guy's wrestling him off stage.
And to become a lot more aggressive in the nature of how they were treating and
watch the purple hair chick, man.
We looked through video of the graduation
ceremony.
She spun
around.
She's done, though. She's done.
He did the shooter.
He's done. It's
the
equally stupid.
Kent Fuchs is apologizing.
But they did strong arm some white people off as well.
Well, we saw one. We always see one or two.
Physically rushed a number of students across the stage in one of our commencements. And I want to personally apologize for us doing that on behalf of myself and also the University of Florida.
That crazy dancing making my penis soft.
But these students say the apology is a little too late.
Who is
it
the broom?
When did they want the apology, by the way?
What's that?
When was this? 2 weeks ago or something?
I don't know when this was.
It looked like it was in the same ceremony, didn't it?
They said it was too late. The apology was too late.
I don't know.
They want to apologize while they're dragging him off stage?
Yeah. Sir, I'm doing this.
Is the point of this story?
Sorry, Brandon.
I was going to say, is the point of this story that if you're going to have somebody remove the individuals, they should be a minority removing?
I guess so.
It would help.
I don't know.
So you have two brooms?
So you have to have a African American to escort all the African Americans off, a white dude.
Maybe they have a shortage of black
white dudes.
People participating in the ceremony. That aren't students, that are the draggers off the stagers. I don't know.
Stupid.
I didn't see anything racist about draggers.
This is one thing that's starting to bother me about media in general, including what we do, is I feel like we get stuck talking about stupid, inane things like this.
Well, both sides are taking this way too serious.
Yeah, I certainly don't think we handle it the same way The View does. With these people sacrifice so much, and
of course not. But in the on the same side, just let them fucking dance off the stage. Who cares? Go, yeah, do it. Be done.
I honestly, if the ceremony takes 9 hours, I could care less. It makes no difference to me. Maybe the people involved in there want to get the fuck home, kind of like an umpire in a 14th inning of a baseball game.
They could probably cut out the Provost speech. No, no student cares about that.
Not so serious issue, shallow thought. The black students danced a lot better than the white students did.
Wow, that's pretty racist, but correct.
Yeah, I didn't notice the white chick's dance. It didn't look too good.
She spun and then did devil horns.
And her tongue. Well,
that was the one. She was pretty quick. The other one that took longer, though, that got dragged off, that was a dumb dance. I don't know. I didn't really see a dance I really needed to see. And I'm not sure why the whole room's exploding. Because somebody's boogieing across the stage.
They should have just done the Kenny Powers.
Yeah, that's quick.
Yeah, I'm sure they would have been happy with that.
The Ken Young.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he did that too, didn't he?
He saved somebody, though.
He did.
He did.
He's a hero.
Should we call him?
Dr. Ken?
Do we still have his number?
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that he saved someone, Drew?
I did.
Ken Young?
I did. Yeah. He's a great guy. I mean, we talked to him a couple times. He's super nice.
Although some people in this room were saying it was not that impressive what he did.
What?
Yeah, he just basically, made his way through the crowd and said, and stood near the person.
And I said, if anybody.
Until EMTs came.
If it's anything we could have done, then it's not that impressive.
We could have done the same thing.
I mean, if that happened here and you stood by him, I would not be that impressed.
Wait, is he a doctor?
Yes, he really is.
Okay.
What?
Yeah, no.
He must be the last guy on Earth who doesn't know that.
Yeah, he's a legit doctor. Did he go?
He's a surgeon.
Yeah,
he's a surgeon. Yeah. Sorry, Drew.
It's okay. No, I just sort of knew that because he came into my life in what's the stupid
Hangover.
Hangover. Yeah, and then I wondered. We interviewed him, and so I'm like, where'd this guy just come from out of the blue? And it's like, oh well, he used to be a doctor, and he did this on the side, and then he sort of blew up, and I don't. Yeah. I don't know. He's a surgeon, though. I would think he would have done something significant.
It's the part of every story about him, no matter what, it has to be said.
Yeah, I don't read a lot about him. He's a really nice guy. He was super friendly when we talked to him.
He's a funny dude, too.
He's very funny. Do we really have his phone number?
No, I couldn't find it. We used to.
Should we call Barbara Moore, by the way, to talk about the three-way? I mean, we never did get her. I know we tried her the other day. It seems Andy Dick-like to call again.
My pen pal got the voice message.
Oh, he did? Is he pissed?
No, he just said, this isn't Elkie, whoever you're listening to.
So he did. He was taken in.
He put two and two together.
He got sucked in.
He said, your podcasts are cool. Why? Or no, you are podcaster cool. Your podcasts are cool.
Oh. Well, then I'm
not listening. Nice. He's lying.
Oh. I like to believe he's listening.
I think he might have checked it out. I don't know why he would have bothered.
I don't want another 15-year-old pen pal.
Should we? Okay, we could also try.
Looks like a nice little guy, actually.
I say we try Barbara Moore or the Carnival Lady who got the Diamond Award.
I vote for Carnival Lady.
Okay.
We can try Babs because it'll be quick. She won't answer, but at least we can say we tried it.
She might, though. I don't know. I think she's pumped to talk about it. She thought she was going to get an onslaught of media, and then she didn't, like you said, Brandon. It was a big thud. Her six-month affair with Trump was ignored by the media. It's like, we can't keep track of all Trump's ass.
You should make her think that her friend Elkie is going to get all the attention if she doesn't say anything.
She
doesn't call us back.
They're both really pretty attractive. I mean, that was 93, I think, when they were 92, 93. They both were playmates. And by the way, those two playing around together, this looks like a lot of fun back in the day. But they're both still, they look really good. Yeah. Both of them. I thought so.
So why wouldn't Trump go for that?
Well, I don't know.
Too many moving parts.
Yeah, maybe. They both thought that Trump was really nuts over Barbara. He sounded like he was attentive and.
Oh yeah, he did take all those pictures.
Although they did say that when they first called him, he was on his jet, and I really wonder if he was going. Hey, I'm on my jet.
Yeah.
Come on, Barbara. Come on.
Thank you. Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
She's flaking. Okay. Okay. Try the carnival lady. She was the one I accused of throwing her weight around. She went on 200 carnival cruises.
Average is 14 a year.
And she has her badge, which I think it was pretty clear she's wearing the badge everywhere she goes. She said on the boat, so what do you use the badge for? Because she can go first in line, she can do anything.
Oh.
And she claimed that mostly she just hung out with carnival people, the employees, that they like the employees. She didn't gamble. It's like, what is she just like walking around being important?
She's a groupie of carnival employees.
It sounded like, I don't know.
Full speed ahead.
It was very weird.
It's the lowest groupie you can be, isn't it?
I think some people were saying that she was throwing her weight around on the cruise, and she objected to that vehemently. Huh. Ooh, sea cruise.
Come on, Janice.
Who does this POS song?
Frankie Ford.
Wait,
this is going to be a better version. Hang on.
Glenn Frey.
She might be on a cruise right now.
What's her first name?
Janice. Her husband's Bernard.
Somebody just unfollowed me on Twitter.
Oh, no. Are you
just
down, are you
it just happened. Who is it?
Jerry Lee.
No. She's probably on a cruise right now.
Thank you.
Hi, Janice. It's a radio show. We were calling. They're having some problems on Carnival, and we knew you'd been on the 200 cruises. We talked to you once before. You have so much experience with Carnival. We thought maybe we could talk to you about it, or maybe you were even on it. So if you see the 248 number, be great if you called us back. Hope you're doing well.
Hi, Bernard.
Ugh. I do sit at the piano and do lots of work. Yeah.
I think she's got us on call block.
What? Why?
Oh, she was cool.
That's a pretty good song.
Hey, on the musical front, did you guys see the Guns N' Roses clock finally counted down to zero?
No. It's basically what Graf predicted it to be.
Yeah, it's the Appetite for Destruction reissue
mm-hmm.
with 73 total tracks.
Wow. What's on it?
1986's Live, Like a Suicide EP, so that could be 20 tracks.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a B-side. A collection EP, which is probably, you know, it could be 12, 13 tracks. 25 unreleased tracks from the Sound City sessions for Appetite for Destruction and 2 from the Mike Klink sessions. So for a Guns N' Roses fan, I would think there might be some
stuff. And how much
there.
Is this going to cost?
You know, I didn't even bother. I want to say $79 or something.
Oh, that's kind
of
a deal.
Or the deluxe version.
Yeah. Well, the Appetite for Destruction locked and loaded box set retails for a staring $999.
What?
Just 10,000 units worldwide. But this...
Well, it's got to be... There's got to be a cheaper version. Wait, what did Axel say?
I think you're right.
Well, thanks to the lame-ass security, I'm going home.
Isn't there a version for $5,000 where he delivers it to your house? Simmons?
That model's already been done.
And Gene gets paid a talent fee of $500?
This includes a 96-page hardcover book filled with unreleased photos from Axel's personal archive.
What?
Neat.
Fake.
Who cares? Four CDs.
Does anyone like that? Does anyone look at that stuff?
No. Lithograph, rings, buttons, patches, a turntable mat, vinyl, replica tickets.
Oh, the turntable mat sounds kind of cool.
Sounds like a bunch of junk for $999.
Trudy, you're really excited about that turntable?
No, not really. But I'm trying to make something good out of it. It would be kind of cool.
Why
to see
are you trying
around.
To sell the Guns N' Roses reissue? What makes you feel you're responsible for helping to sell it?
I'm not. I was on the way home from, we went to the casino on Friday night. And
what?
I was listening to Slash on Stern back from 2012.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
remember that interview?
Out.
Yeah. Where he's...
It was a pretty good interview.
Pretty good
actually.
Interview. And he's like, I'm never going to make that, you know, that'll never happen.
I know. Isn't that funny?
Yeah. And in light of them making billions.
And of course, Howard is pointing out that... But there's so much interest in you playing together. It's like, not worth it. Not worth it.
Right. Yeah.
Well, and apparently,
he said something that I thought was very profound. And he goes, "I just don't ever want to have to do anything that I don't want to do for money." Must
doesn't
be nice.
I like that. I agree with him in theory.
Yeah, because he doesn't want to be bogus and weird and, you know.
But there's the
cheesy.
lingering question is, what happened at the casino?
Oh.
What were you playing?
Craps.
Craps?
Yeah.
Who was playing?
First time that I've ever played craps.
Craps is great.
Yeah.
I mean, it can be.
Yeah. Oh, I took Zeus there for his grades for his successful quarter.
And let me guess, Zeus studied up on the craps
and played all the right odds
and led the way.
Yes, he did.
How did I know that?
Oh, because it's only guys around the craps table. There aren't any women there.
Girls get the dice for luck, and really? Know, there's that aspect.
Have you played here?
Not really.
Oh,
no.
Okay. That's Vegas. Iron Man movie.
Were there crowded craps tables?
There was a crowd, yeah, at all the craps tables. There's not that many of them.
When a craps table gets on a roll, craps is a lot of fun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was pretty cool. And then somebody throws the dice, and it spoils everybody's day, and everybody's like,
"Nyeh." I know. It's a bummer.
That dude's unlucky, and he can't throw them again.
Crap.
It happens. So did you win, lose, draw?
I pulled ahead a little bit and then fell behind and then quit.
See you, crap.
I don't know. Less than 100.
If you get out losing $100, that's a night of fun for me.
Yeah.
I almost feel like, well I've got to lose more before I leave or I didn't do anything.
I know. I should have played more high risk, but I didn't know. There's so many freaking things to know about that game.
Yeah. But you know what, though? People generally at the craps table or at the blackjack table, the dealer will always help you. You know, should I hit on this? Should I stick on this? And the other players will help you, too. It's the people who don't want to take advice that get a lot of shit.
Oh, really?
Like, no, I'm not hitting on that for anything. You know, you've got 12, and the dealer's got an ace showing, and you don't want to hit. Because no, I don't want to bust. It's like, oh, but the ace showing, that means they have a 90% chance of having a great hand.
Well, it was interesting. It was a good adventure.
Yeah, it's always fun. Yeah. I know. I was just thinking about that. I need to hit the casino.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
In a while.
Excellent. I think we have audio from your I think this is from your trip.
Oh, really?
Not at all.
I didn't know. There was a microphone.
It's that guy that was talking to you. Huh. You look a little nervous at the craps table.
I felt nervous. Oh, I didn't do.
Wow, that's a lot you're putting on the
stack.
The line
was much
there.
Smaller.
Is that your money, or is that the handsome older gentleman next to you who's about to make an indecent proposal?
Crap, 1197 this time. It is a come out roll.
That's
how much goes?
That's my guy.
This movie's so bad.
Lil Tay is playing.
There I go.
Now just throw a seven.
Ooh, he's so charismatic.
That's all right, too.
She's so taken by him.
She really is. He's digging that.
Is it Robert Redford?
Yeah. Look at all these dopey extras.
That movie is so stupid, it's watchable.
I have no idea what movie you're talking about.
Indecent Proposal.
I think
to the podcast.
I think there is a...
Ooh, she kissed
the dice. There's a Cliff Notes Theater for that.
Are you allowed to kiss the dice?
I've seen people do it.
Oh, did you see that champagne bottle?
Yeah, the pit boss is not happy.
Yeah, it's the pit boss's money.
They were like the rituals that people go to with the dice, you know, like turning them a certain way. And one guy looked like he was sprinkling something. It looked like Mark's move in a bar where he sprinkles something over your drink.
Well,
it's nothing, but it's
if those things
nice
were
move.
Imaginary,
there would be no casinos.
Need to loosen up.
Yes, true. Yeah, those moves, yeah, they work maybe once or twice, but it was fun. It really was.
Yeah, I agree. I'm getting a Jones to gamble.
Yeah, and then the assembly line.
I agree.
Buffet.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did anybody see Meek Mill on Dateline?
Negative.
I thought somebody watched Dateline. No?
I caught part of it when you were watching it.
Okay. You know, Meek Mill is the rapper from Philadelphia who, and I know we've talked about it on the podcast, so don't give me a thanks for listening to the podcast. He was arrested at a drug house. He had a gun. He was allegedly, he says he was sitting in front of the house with his weapon, and when he saw the raid coming, he dropped his gun. And I think the police disagreed with that. And, of course, eventually they said the cop that arrested him trumped up the charges and lied and beat him up and all these things. And generally, every step of the way in Meek Mill's imprisonment, someone did something wrong. Then he had bad lawyers. Then he had an unfair judge who gave him probation. She actually gave him a break on his sentence. He could have gotten a long sentence. She gave him a short sentence and long probation. But then they were mad about that because he's a rapper. How could he survive a long probation?
Yeah.
He's a rapper.
How could he?
He's got to have street cred. And how could he get street cred without doing something wrong? And then it violates his probation and triggers more imprisonment. And what he did on probation was multiple things. He got addicted to drugs. So he was obtaining drugs illegally. He was busted with drugs, I believe. He had to go to rehab. There was another thing with pot. He tested positive for pot. Then he was scheduling concerts out of town, and he wasn't supposed to leave Philadelphia. Right. And he left town a few times. Then he was doing wheelies on an ATV in New York City.
Cool.
So he was not only outside of where he was supposed to be, he was pulled over for doing wheelies on an ATV.
Oh, boy.
I mean, it's like on and on and on and on. And I know this is simplistic, but personally, I say, if you're on probation, you can't fuck up.
Right.
And they made this big to-do, his attorneys. He now has very high-priced attorneys who have, he's basically been freed. It's like, hey, just forget it. You didn't see it, Mark?
No.
Okay, I got the impression at the end of Dateline that that he has these great attorneys. He has the owner of the Philadelphia 76ers in his court.
His best friend?
Yeah, his best friend.
He's been described as his best friend.
And the message seemed to be that, hey, let's just forget about it. The judge was out of hand. She wanted to be in a video.
Well,
when you didn't let her in the video, she screwed you even more.
The prosecutors wanted it dropped, too, which is kind of interesting.
Okay, that's the last. Okay, he went back to prison twice. Mm-hmm. And then the third time, by this point, he had the good attorneys who said that the original arrest was bad.
Yeah.
In addition to some other things.
And the probation was unusually long.
Right. Which apparently she has a habit of trying to give shorter sentences and longer probations. And she, I mean, I don't
know. It'd be nice if there was a better example than Meek Mill.
I agree.
Like another, maybe somebody else she oversentenced.
And they were complaining.
But you're not going to see that because that doesn't bring eyeballs to the story.
No, like Meek at Mill all. Does. It doesn't bring the owner of the 76ers either.
Who is a total clown.
I thought he was an ass. I really.
Well, I was telling you that one time he landed his chopper in the middle of a Little League game. He's like, hey, I have a deal with this place. I can land my chopper anytime I want.
The chopper!
Let's see if I can find that story.
I'm interested in other people's reaction to it because I always find myself saying, why didn't he not buy drugs? Why didn't he not test positive for drugs? When you're on probation, or if he didn't like the sentence, why does his attorney say, could you give him a longer prison sentence and a shorter probation? Because probation is going to be a problem. She gave him a break in the sentence. She gave him a shorter sentence in prison. He had 19 counts on the original arrest. He could have gotten a much longer sentence. And I really respected Lester Holt, who did the story, who said to his attorneys, you know, she gave him a break on that original sentence.
Yeah.
And for giving him a break, all she got was, this probation is too long. It's impossible not to violate it. And they were trying to say that, you know, if you're late to your probation officer, they can violate you. Well, they didn't do that. He did stuff. He did stuff on his own to break the law or were doing stupid things like scheduling concerts around the country without getting approval. Well, if they're selling tickets to a concert, obviously, he's planning on breaking his probation.
So they were lenient about his probation, otherwise until they saw him flaunting it in their face.
Well, that's how I felt about it. I was interested in how other people felt about it. I wish somebody else had seen it because I thought it was really... And plus, when I read about it in Rolling Stone, who were very sympathetic to him, as far as the original arresting officer, especially if this guy's a bad guy, well, he did have a gun. He was in front of a drug house. So I mean, I would say he was probably doing something wrong. He had drugs on him. They did beat him up. His mugshot, he has a black eye, and he's kind of got a swollen face. He claims they just beat him up for no reason. Then he had bad lawyers. Then he got a drug problem, he said, because he got famous too fast, and everything came at him too fast, and it's a disease. And
he'll be famous.
Did it say what kind of drugs?
That he got busted for?
Yeah.
He was on opiates. Oh, he got addicted to opiates while he was on probation, which is kind of a problem.
Because I know another...
And weed.
Well, yeah.
This is for a pot, too.
Because I know of another rock star who got busted in 72, 73, 75, 80, and 84 for marijuana. And in 1960 was arrested for suspicion of arson. He was a bad guy.
Are we talking about...
This is a trap, Drew.
He said 84.
Oh, the arrest in 1960 was in Germany, correct?
Yeah, and then there was...
Hamburg?
Well, the arson? Yeah.
Yeah, that was...
And then he was also, I mean, he was an international crime lord because he was also busted for marijuana in Barbados, marijuana.
Japan.
Tokyo. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, he did go to jail in Japan.
What a complete junkie. And that's, of course, Paul McCartney.
Well, they were all pot busts. Are you saying he should have been put in prison?
Well, I mean, this was all after he was already suspicion of arson in 1960. Okay, so anything after that.
I don't think the arson case went very far.
Right. He got away
with it. I just read
about
it, by the way.
He skated free.
Okay. The Beatles were nobody when the arson case came along.
George also got busted for hash in 69 and John Lennon for weed in 68. So.
Those were Sergeant Pilcher, by the way, who was arrested for planting drugs on people.
Oh, bad cop?
Yeah.
A bad cop.
No, multiple. He was famous for arresting famous people. Famous rock stars.
It was in the,
Mick Jagger, Keith Richards.
It was in a
That's
documentary.
A good excuse. That's the only excuse we'd accept.
Thank you.
It's in a documentary recently, too.
Yeah,
I think there's the Clapton one. They talked about
Yeah, they talked about
Clapton
Pilcher.
Yeah,
Lennon mentions him in a song.
Yeah.
The McCartney bust, though, I think those were legitimate busts. He had pot in, I think it was in the babies. They were running a baby through customs or something, and there was drugs in the babies. The baby bag or whatever. I mean, he got busted for seeds in London. He got busted for, I mean, they're pot busts.
Bob McCartney, thug.
Yeah.
What can I say?
Is he on probation?
UK, the racist UK. I mean, what else can you blame it on?
Did he violate his probation by going scheduling concerts?
I don't, now when Meek Mill was first arrested, was he a rap star? Because I don't think he was.
When he was first arrested?
Yeah, because the first arrest is the biggest problem he has.
So
that's why I think in the end they said, oh, well, this guy was an asshole.
Let's see.
So it improved his standing then. It made him more popular.
Oh, he's huge. He's absolutely giant. Yeah. He's a hero in Philadelphia.
He used to date Nicki Minaj.
Meek Mill?
Mm-hmm.
It looks like 2008 is when... He was first starting to be credited with official music, but he didn't really hit it big until 2012.
That's the same year he's arrested.
2008?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think the first one was pre-fame. I think the probation, I don't know, when he got out of jail, 2010 or 11? Because he was in jail for a couple of years. That was the short sentence that he complained about because the probation was too long.
16 years of probation?
Well, they added to it. Instead of putting him back in prison, they added to his probation, and then he violated that. So, I feel like this story, there's a little too much of the system sucks and a little too little of, gee, couldn't you try when you're on probation to not get arrested? Wouldn't that be the right idea? And Lester, I thought, I was surprised when I turned it on, I thought, oh, this is going to be like an infomercial for Meek Mill and how horrible the justice system is. And I thought Lester Holt at least brought up the fact that, gee, you could have appreciated the short sentence you got and
made the best of it.
Anyway, yeah. But I'm sure I'll get some email about it because it was, I think it was last night's Dateline or Sunday night's. Yeah, it was an interesting story. I just always feel like, They only cover the side of this is racism, this is why black people are screwed, and the system screws black people, and not enough of, gee, well, why is this guy getting in trouble all the time? Why can't he keep his nose clean? He has every resource in the world, because isn't he selling a lot of records?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he at the end, he even said, I don't want to be hashtag Meek Mill anymore, because I was able to, bring a lot of attention to this because of what I do. What about the little people who violate their probation 5,000 times? And they were suggesting that probation is bad, and I don't know what that means. Does that mean, longer prison terms for people? Or we just stop punishing people?
Yeah, let's stop punishing people.
What's the idea? And
free for all.
They threw around a lot of big numbers, like we have 5% of the world's population and 25% of the incarceration.
Yeah.
for 5% of the people. I don't know. I find myself going, why do we let these fucking people out over and over and over? I mean, generally speaking, I don't know.
My question is, do you is it supposed to be for rehabilitation or just for punishment?
Right.
Personally, I think punishment is rehabilitation in many cases. If you don't get
there's a pretty high recidivism rate for people that end up in prison.
Look at the people that are recidivist.
Kind of missing its mark.
Huh?
It's kind of missing its mark as a form of.
Well, if we want to spend money, what people complain about is that the cost of imprisoning people, but the cost of rehabilitating people is not cheap either. Do we want to spend more money? Would we save enough money on prison? I mean, these are the things we never talk about. We talk about these dumb, stupid things. Like this,
I can't believe those kids weren't allowed to dance at Florida.
Yeah. How many times, just anybody, am I the only one that read this, that the judge wanted to be in a video and that's why she put him back in? Okay.
That's all spin.
But listen to this. That didn't even come up in the story last night. It wasn't even brought up.
The judge does seem a little heavy-handed, though.
She's a tough judge.
When the prosecutors are like, let's just let this go.
She's a tough judge. She is. And she also went to this, and this is a complaint. He was given community service. She showed up at his community service, and they implied like she's following him around. Well, if you really know the story, she sentences a lot of people to community service, and apparently whatever this event was, there were a number of her people she sentenced that were there.
Oh.
He was one of them. He was copping a star attitude and wasn't doing shit. And
this is kangaroo court.
She called him out on it. You know, you're not doing anything, or you didn't do anything. I sent you to do this, and you didn't do anything. And they acted like, she's following him around, blah, blah, blah. You know, and
doesn't do anything.
I can't tell you how many times I read that she wanted to be in a video, and because she wasn't in a video, she put him back in prison. Well, that's, come on, really? Really?
Well, there was a pro.
Why didn't they bring it up last night on Dateline, if that's the case?
The FBI did. What? That isn't just an accusation by the defense, though. There actually was a probe by the FBI into the judge's action. In his case and other cases.
In terms of wanting to be in a video?
Let me see if I can find it. But yeah, no, I just know that she had been investigated by the FBI before.
For wanting to be in a video?
I don't know what specific. It was enough for the FBI to go, okay, we got to check this judge out.
Well, remember, we are talking about Meek Mill.
Mm-hmm. No, and that's going to carry
I don't know. I just thought it was last night. I was expecting to find out, okay, I really want to know about this video thing because it sounded so stupid. First of all, if a judge said, you know, you didn't put me in a video, I mean, clearly they're extrapolating something from it. They're saying, well, she has to be in a video. We didn't put her in a video. I mean,
I'm sure his defense probably took whatever it was and, you know, added a lot of hyperbole to it.
Like I said, I read the Rolling Stone story, which could not have been more sympathetic to Meek Mill.
And it wasn't in there.
I think it was in there. I think they quoted someone from his camp who said that she wanted to be in a video, and when he didn't put her in the video, well, first of all, I would have put her in the fucking video if I was going to get out of jail for being in a video. But anyway.
There was an investigation looking into extortion demands.
And?
Well, I mean, she's still sitting on the bench.
Well, they did an hour-long Dateline last night, and his attorneys, I don't know what they edited or didn't edit, but it never came up in the whole story. And the story was very pro-Meek Mill with, I felt Lester Holt tried to at least defend her as being a tough judge, and that he got a break on the original sentencing, but that he sort of blew it, and it became about the justice system in general. Should they keep offending these people who violate probation? Shouldn't they just do I don't know what? I guess. And the point they made that I thought made a lot of sense was that it's the same small percentage of these people that do the really terrible things over and over, the violent things. And it's true. If you read these stories about the most violent criminals in Detroit, you'll find that, oh, that guy, the guy that killed his four kids, yeah, he murdered his wife back in 1992. And he got out in 2008, and everyone said even his future wife, who he murdered, no, he murdered her kids and her kids with him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He was a minister, and he was one of the ones most outspoken. Let him out. He's a wonderful man. 6 years later, he kills his daughter's four kids.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh. Letting him out.
Not his daughter. No, I thought the pastor's daughter was the first one he murdered.
No. Oh.
Which, you know,
not
and that's,
sure.
And
not,
you're supposed
no,
to
no, no, no. I think he was okay. the wasn't he the father of the second wife?
I thought it was the first one, the pregnant lady.
Well, the second lady whose kids he murdered, she had two kids already, and then he married her, and she had two more kids.
Okay.
And he murdered all
I
four.
I thought the one that advocated for him was the father of the first one. That was, cause who, in other words, who would care if a pastor wrote a note?
I think the, it doesn't matter. He killed four more people. Well, he should have never gotten fucking out, period.
Of course not, but... It does say a lot. It does hold a lot of weight if the victim's family is like, no, this guy's cool. Let him out.
I don't know. Personally, I don't care who says let him out. When somebody kills somebody in cold blood, fuck them. I could give a fuck. I don't want to let murderers out. I thought, you know, honestly, when I was a kid or when I was probably a teenager, I thought, boy, if you kill somebody, you're done. It's over. That is so not true.
I know.
Because it depends on, did you plan to kill them? Did you suddenly decide to kill them? Did you accidentally kill them? Did you shoot them three times in the head and they lived? That's attempted murder and it's not as bad.
Were you crazy when you tried to kill them?
I don't know. Those people that murder other people, I don't think they're worth it. I'd rather not take a chance. Is it worth it for everybody else? So that person, oh, they murdered somebody, but they're such a nice guy. Just give another chance.
A long time ago, being crazy meant something. Nowadays, everybody's crazy.
But all these drug arrests and all these...
Well, that kind of goes back to the Meek Mill thing. If you maybe cleared out some space for drug arrests or probation violations for popping a wheelie, you could probably keep murderers in there longer.
It wasn't just popping a wheelie. It's,
I know that.
I mean, it's a myriad of things. He really didn't give a fuck. He said himself, he's like, hey, I got famous. All the stuff was coming at me. And I don't really... The interesting thing about the Dateline last night was I didn't think it was that... It was more critical of the first arresting officer and the probation system. It wasn't really about the judge, and that's why I couldn't understand why the video thing didn't come up. They insisted the video. I mean, how many times did I read that? It was like, holy shit. But whatever. He's out, and he sounds like he's doing pretty well. He was having fun last night.
And he's got a best friend.
Who's, oh, yes, the owner of the Philadelphia 76ers, which helps, by the way.
I don't think they'd be friends in any other realm of life.
He's still a 31-year-old millionaire. He'll be fine.
If you're going to violate your probation, definitely make friends with the owner of the 76ers. It would help.
Passes it to the man.
And
boom goes the dynamite.
Joe Weaver died. I don't know if anybody remembers Joe Weaver.
Oh.
The anchor for Fox 2.
No.
No, not at all. When did he retire?
I think he retired in 95, somewhere around there. He did editorials for Fox 2.
I remember seeing his face.
Yeah,
we love you, Joe!
I believe he was an anchor there until 93, and then I think he did editorials. So he looked familiar to me, but whatever.
They still do editorials on TV?
Not really. Yeah. Channel 7 used to do them.
Oh, that's right.
Remember when Bonds used to do them? Bonds used to do great editorials, I thought.
Jerry Springer used to do them at the end.
Oh, Jerry's Minute. Yeah. Jerry Springer. Isn't Jerry's Minute?
Yeah.
Did you
put it on today after I texted you?
I did, and they were really wrapping up.
I was very disappointed. It took a long time for Hot Chicks to Fight, because that was the description of the show today on Springer.
I was so
hot
disappointed.
Hot Chicks Fighting, and there were no Hot Chicks Fighting.
I missed the bulk of it. I got there at the end when the guy with the shaved head, all except the very front of his hairline, he had the bangs coming down. His head was completely like crew cut, and then he had bangs coming down.
I want to see that.
It was pretty cool. I think I recorded it.
Oh, did you?
I bet you were banging your roommate that was in the shower.
He proposed to her, and she said, I don't want to get married to you. In fact, I cheated on you last week best friend.
She fucked his best friend.
She doubled
down. He still wanted her, though.
He did.
He also had made mistakes, and you have to appreciate.
And the best friend cheated on his baby mama 4 months after the kid was born. I felt bad for her. That's the mom right there.
Oh, she's lovely.
I know. She's very cute.
She is pretty cute.
And she still wants to be with him.
I think that was the... Oh, that's the other couple.
She tells him, I love you, and he goes, whatever. Did you hear that?
Did not.
Well, this is cool. Here, let me back it up. Pot it up. That dude.
He looks like the Night Stalker.
Is something wrong with me? Oh, what's going on?
I just had a kid. I don't want another one.
She hasn't put out since the kid was born. So he's like, what's wrong with me? Something wrong with me?
When did she have the kid? How long ago?
4 months.
Wait,
It's too long.
He's trying to get her. He's trying to hook.
Well, she has a butt and a mouth.
He's trying to. Trying to hook up with her, and she's like, "No, I just had a kid 4 months ago."
She's cute. I felt bad.
How about
for her.
That? It don't feel too good.
It don't feel too good. Having sex.
What's it's going not better? On with this relationship?
How does she know? She didn't put out.
I think Jerry, you should move out.
I want to be with there this girl. I want to spend the rest of my life with her.
Oh.
She might have. She might have slept with my best friend.
Well, yeah, we can get over
I love
that.
The girl. I'd do anything
really
to
weird
be with her.
Hair.
Just because something happened, I made mistakes. Everybody's going to.
He's got bangs and like bangs but, only.
You don't want to be then.
Thanks for listening to the podcast.
I don't think it's gonna work out. I at least need a break. I think you should move
working.
Out. And we need to work on getting ourselves safe. Doing our own thing.
Stung again.
We'll be back.
I think we should. You know, we should watch Mark.
Pretty
we should
soon,
watch.
I bet they'll all be swinging together. Just a big old.
Punished
what?
You.
What?
What? Why'd you pop me down?
Just because you got a thanks you. For listening to the podcast. Don't take it on the audience.
Jeez. Punishing Mark.
I'll be fine.
Should we watch the Dr. Phil with the girl who is having her allowance cut?
Oh, yeah. By,
her allowance is being cut by, what, 500%?
500?
Yes, 500%.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
Well, you know, she has a lifestyle.
She's got major expenses. She's 15. She needs a lot of clothes, shoes,
she's
and all that.
She's accustomed to, yeah. You know, a lifestyle, and her mom's taking it away from her.
Huh? Yeah, the mom has spoiled 42%, her, and then
38%.
She spoiled her, and then she decided, you're not going to be spoiled anymore. You can't do that. If you're going to spoil a child, you have to follow through. Anything you do, you have to follow through in life.
Or you
doesn't
have to be skillful about tailing it off.
I don't know. That's an interesting concept. Should she have unspoiled her all at once? Well, when you see how the unspoiling part, I think the setup video is very important to this. I think we need to watch that.
Okay.
And that's when she, Nicolette, the daughter, wrote to me.
Well, that's right. The daughter was so pissed.
She daughter wrote.
The 15-year-old says she needs help to get her mother in line, saying, help. I'm poor. I have nothing compared to all the rest of the Beverly Hills kids. Take a look.
My 16-year-old daughter, Nicolette, is extravagant, spoiled, and bratty. Nicolette is beyond entitled.
I have these two Chanel wallets. This one's my favorite because it really goes with this purse.
I have raised a true Beverly Hills brat.
I could definitely say we're quite affluent. My mom raised me with everything I've ever wanted, and she needs to continue. It's the only life I've ever known.
Nicolette has always had the best of anything and everything.
I went to amazing schools. I had a driver. I had a nanny, personal trainers.
At a very young age, Nicolette had her own credit cards.
I think they should get the money back from the personal trainer.
Yeah, I agree.
Absolutely no credit limit. Some months her credit card bills would be
$10,000.
I just paid the bill.
$10,000 a month.
An allowance of $5,000 a month to cover her expenses.
I love designer clothes and shopping on Rodeo Drive just because it's so fun. I have some $5,000 Chanel bags, a couple of those. This is my favorite bag.
Neat.
It's a Celine micro luggage tote. I keep it on a chair because it's just so special. It's about $3,000 and I literally think of it as my own child. I have a Gucci bag right here. It's about $3,000.
In the
my
past
own
year,
child.
I probably have given child? Her about $100,000. I don't even keep track anymore.
These are my favorite pair of heels. They're Valentino's. I love them so much. Oh, I really like this piece. It's Louis Vuitton. I know I'm a spoiled brat, but I enjoy the lifestyle, you know? People are going to hate on me, but they wish they were me.
I realize I have to start
I wish I was
back,
her.
This
it's a nice
is
life.
Really out of control. That went over just like a ton
Take
of
Take me off.
Now my spending allowance per month is $1,000.
What?
I feel like a peasant.
Outrage.
I can't live like this anymore. I'm always out of money. If you ask me, I think my mom should be giving me at least $2,500 a month just to cover my basic expenses. I need money to buy clothes. I need
She's
money
negotiating.
To buy food. My mom just doesn't get it.
She'll blow through $1,000 a week and then tell me that she's broke and she needs more money.
When my mom refuses to give me money, I make her life a living hell. I have my ways.
My daughter totally guilt trips me. I just don't want to deal with the drama, so I just give in and give my bratty daughter everything she wants.
My mom refers to me as a Beverly Hills brat. It's true. I'm a brat, and I'm not going to change.
She does online schooling now because she was traumatized at her other school.
Because she was such a brat?
How long was she there?
Phil?
I think she went to a new school like every year.
Okay.
And there's
so she can be the next rap star like Bad Baby?
I don't know.
I can pay for it myself.
Trudy, Joey is 14 years old, and he wants to go see Bad Baby, Cash Me Outside girl, uh-huh. rapping at St. Andrews.
Right. No.
No?
Absolutely not.
16.
Joe, could you talk her into it?
No, probably not.
Probably not.
What, huh? What did
you like them before I came on this show?
What did I facilitate, though?
What's the most outrageous thing you were allowed to do? That even you would say, God, I can't believe my mom let me do that. Wheels are turning.
M&M?
Well, now you want
a lot,
him to,
lot of kids.
It's like you want him to. What if he? What if there's something he doesn't know if she knows about it? He's got to go through his whole
life. What she knows about?
I think I went to Super Troopers at like. I think I went to Super Troopers around 11 or so.
What you went when you were 11?
That's a perfect movie for an 11-year-old
with your mom.
Might have been my dad though.
Oh.
Yeah, that's just
Dad. Blame dad.
Yeah. Okay.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
It's a great movie.
Super Troopers, it's pretty funny.
It is pretty good money.
Yeah. He's already pulled over. He can't pull over any farther.
So it is really complicated when you've got kids that age and it's like, boy, I really would like to see that movie and I don't think it's going to damage him long term.
Probably
not that bad.
I think, though, with the clothing thing, like they have, you know, she has a clothing budget and yours was much easier because you liked Mr. Allen's.
29.250.
So easy.
Sweet. Well, I'll never forget when
$3
he's a big shoe mogul. Though.
What's the South Park movie?
Bigger, longer, uncut. That one.
Team America.
Oh, that one.
Yeah. And Evan had seen it, and I think Alex had seen it too somehow. And we're with my brother and his kids, who are not allowed to see anything.
Oh.
And Evan's like, "You guys got to see this. You got to see the South Park movie." And so I'm like, "Well, wait a second. Even though." Chuck's kids, let's see. Chuck's kids are about, yeah, they're similar age, almost the same. And so I'm like, Evan, I hadn't seen it. I'm like, South Park, how bad is it? It's not that bad. It's not bad.
Yeah, I mean,
that movie was 30 seconds in, and my brother's looking at me like, really?
Oh. It's like, it would be like taking Todd.
That's my dad.
What's Todd's brother on The Simpsons? The Flanders?
So Rod and Todd?
Rod and Todd Flanders.
There were no Rod and Todd Flanders.
No.
But they were not allowed to see a movie like that.
Oh, yeah.
So, because I think Evan was in eighth grade, so he had fallen in love. He'd fallen head over heels in love with South Park.
Oh, that's a good, yeah.
South Park?
No. South Park was late. Wasn't allowed to watch that.
So. Oh, man.
Whoa.
What a tyrant.
God almighty. Bitch.
I may have tried.
Is this America? I'm sorry. I thought this was America.
I may have tried to restrain the cereal, like.
Sugary
cereals for a while. I may have tried
my
to.
My mom
go
did
home
that.
To mommy.
Make that stop. But.
Oh, I ate all the sugary cereal.
My mom did that.
Where was
I? That backfired horribly because then whenever I could, I'd eat it. I still do eat it all the time now.
Sugary cereal? What's your favorite?
I love Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah.
CTC. Yeah.
I had some Captain Crunch recently. Wow, was that a revelation.
Like the original?
Original. I wish it had crunch berries, but.
You know, they have all berries where it's just all berries. Yeah. Oops, all berries.
All crunch berries?
Yeah. It's
what?
Oops, all berries.
You ever had that?
I got to go to a grocery store.
Stat. It's so good.
Jeez.
So good.
I'm going to get like 10 boxes and bring it to the podcast.
Okay.
Let's see how long it lasts.
I still like Lucky Charms. I think that's
Lucky
very
Charms.
Underrated. You know, you can buy just the marshmallows too on Amazon.
What?
My whole bag of just Lucky Charms marshmallows.
You know,
well,
what?
They also have the Frosted Flakes with Lucky Charms marshmallows now.
Not bad.
That's
Apple
pretty
Jacks.
Good.
Do they have Frosted Flakes with Crunch Berries?
No, I don't think they have that crossover.
Can you put two cereals
that's
in
like
one
Marvel?
It's like Kellogg's versus
sure.
General Mills, man.
Anybody a fan of Trix?
Yes, I love Trix.
I still love Trix.
Fruity Pebbles?
Do they still? Yeah, Fruity Pebbles. Absolutely. How about, Quisp and Quake? Not so much.
We got the Reese's Pieces breakfast cereal.
Oh, boy.
Reese's
that's just
Pieces?
Candy. Yeah. It's just candy. Pour it into a bowl.
That's good.
Whatever works.
Basically Cocoa Puffs.
Have a bowl of chocolate.
Apple Jacks. I used to love Apple Jacks. I could probably
Apple
eat
Jacks
a whole box.
That's a really underrated breakfast cereal.
Yeah.
Apple Jacks.
No
Apple
apples.
Jacks, yeah.
No apples.
Wow.
Man, I'm having cereal for dinner.
Mm-hmm. Me too. God, I want some Captain Crunch right now. Where's the closest 7-Eleven would not have Captain Crunch?
No.
But wait, would CVS?
Yeah.
CVS might. Mm-hmm. You got a Meijer at 8 and Woodward.
That's too far. It's like 4 blocks to get to 9 Mile. And a light.
Why don't you just hire a task rabbit and have them bring it over to you?
Good point.
I don't want it, but I want to see someone eat it.
We'll we'll buy you a box and bring it.
Yeah, I've got to get some crunch berries.
All right, back to our girl. You want to see what she wants for her birthday?
For sure.
All right.
No, this is a terrible injustice.
She's 16 next month. She's dead set on me giving her a car.
She's going car shopping to the Mercedes dealership.
It's pretty normal for people to get nice cars. I want one.
If I got her a nice, reliable Toyota or Honda, she would never step foot in it. She's that much of a snob.
I want a Mercedes-Benz G-Wagon, matte black, AMG package.
That vehicle?
That's needed from you. Janelle is very special. Oh my God, I didn't even notice that sunroof.
Want to turn it on?
Okay.
Turning it on.
As she revs it in the dealership.
There's a great moment coming up here where she's in the driver's seat and you can tell producer's talking to her and the sales lady's in the passenger seat, the shotgun, and she's like, I need this car. And the sales lady goes, yes, you do.
Of course.
That's a lot of space.
Of course she does.
It's amazing. I can buy even more bags and throw them in the back. My favorite part are the doors because they're just huge and then they have this design right here. I like the red and black a
lot.
Now I'm thinking that I really need the red and black Louis Vuitton Palm Springs backpack to go with this.
I might need to take the bus to work.
She's matching purses with her.
G-Wagon AMG matte black.
What's the price of this one, like around?
$231,000?
Watch that. Watch the sales lady.
Now I'm thinking that I really need the red and black Louis Vuitton Palm Springs backpack to go with this.
I might need to take the bus to work in order to be able to afford her G-Wagon AMG matte black.
What's the price of this one, like around?
$231,000.
I need that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
$231,000?
Because I can have it. I want the G-Wagon more than ever now. I'm not even joking. The exact G-Wagon I want is $231,000. I'm a princess. I'm definitely worth the price tag.
Wait, is this
okay,
kid?
It's good to be,
this kid seems for real to me.
I mean, it's my car. I pay for everything. I pay for everything around here, right?
If I had raised a kid that stupid at 15, I don't know. I think I would just have to butt out.
Well, mom's a
just,
idiot.
Just jet.
No, the mom is a total idiot.
Let's just see
him. I'd give her up for adoption. I'd have to get foster parents or something. I couldn't deal with it.
What if you move away and don't tell them where?
She's only 16?
Maybe I'd vacate the house and just leave her the house. It'd be cheaper to just leave her the house and start over. Then you don't have the monthly expenses.
So she's doing school online, like high school online.
She lived at the Beverly Hills Hotel for 6 months.
The kid?
Yeah, of course.
What does the mom do for a living?
I think she's a doctor.
Are you? Oh, my God.
She's going to kill
the mother. Her mother went through medical school, and she can... Oh, unbelievable.
Yeah, what happens, though, if the mom, like, kicks, and then she has to find some sort of support?
Oh, she'll just fuck someone rich.
Oh.
I assume.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, there's some guy that, like, lives with them that's her age. It's really weird. I think I just think he wants to bang the mom, but I'm skipping all that.
How old's the guy? Oh, the guy that lives there. That's the mother's age,
like,
or the
18?
Daughter's age?
No, he's like the daughter's age. That's,
he wants to bang the mom.
That's my mom, pretty hot.
Well, he would have to bang his way into that relationship. She actually was born.
He supports her.
He's got to bang somebody in that house.
He needs to, if he wants to be in charge.
Oh, she starts talking about how it's all her mom's fault because she was never loved.
I was never.
Where's the dad?
Oh shit! No one cares about the dad.
He never comes up?
Never comes up in the whole show. Dr. Phil never brings up.
Mom is really pretty.
Mom is pretty.
I wish I had a father.
The mom's prettier than the kid.
I feel like it's too late for that.
Yeah.
I don't want love anymore.
Well,
she doesn't want love anymore.
Do with it as you will.
Then it's fine because you're not going to get any.
That's what she needs to have. I think giving this child $5,000 a month, $2,500 a month, $1,000 a month is insane.
You think, Phil?
I think that's insane.
I'm barely living.
I think that you, as a parent, you're required to give her a stable environment.
Which she has.
And you have a roof over her head, feed her.
Faster.
Make sure she has medical care, take care of her in those ways. I think she needs to get a job.
No,
I think she needs to get a job where she works and observes herself doing the things that she's capable of doing.
Minimum wage isn't going to get me my car.
Not in a hurry. That's why you need an education. So you don't have to work for minimum.
Oh, there was a time earlier where Phil's like, my car doesn't even cost $251,000. She's like, why not? What's wrong with you?
Oh, the kid?
Yeah. It's like, why wouldn't you? You could afford it, Phil. Yeah. And I could just picture his wife, Robin, going, yeah, Phil, why don't we have that car? It's a pretty nice looking car.
What does the mom drive? Do we know?
You know what? They didn't show it. Or if they did, I don't remember.
The mom must have pretty good
Dr. Phil's worth $400 million.
I know. He could buy her that car.
Yeah. By the time I was your age, I'd worked at A&W Root Beer Stand on roller
skates. He was on roller skates.
No, he wasn't.
I worked at throwing a paper route. I'd worked at Pizza Planet. I'd worked.
It sounds like you're pretty good. You got to have multiple jobs.
I'm just saying, realize when you indulge her,
you're doing that
to make yourself feel better. And what you need to do is do what is required for her to be better.
Whiskey.
And is she going to be unhappy about it?
Yes.
Yes.
Extremely. Yeah. This is what she's going to do at home.
Whiskey.
She's unhappy anyway.
Whiskey.
Well, that's her choice.
What?
But you need to work out something where she becomes productive and makes a contribution to society instead of taking from society.
Slow down.
The best thing would be to start with a job.
Uh-oh.
No.
Yeah, absolutely. No. She needs a job.
No.
Fake.
And I think it would be great if you volunteered some more at the soup kitchen. You can do some great
work. He made her volunteer
at
a soup kitchen earlier in the show.
Not my job. I did that. No. I started with a babysitter. I think my first job was at IHOP.
Well, you don't pay me to babysit. You make me babysit for free.
She doesn't need a job babysitting. She needs a job in the world.
No.
She doesn't need
Absolutely
a job at home.
Not.
She needs a job in the world.
Can we get the crowd yelling at her? Like Cash Me Outside Girl?
Is it 10 hours a day?
You need a job.
No, I don't want a job.
Well, I know.
It's so much work.
It's so much work.
But I'm so tired from work. I don't want to do that.
What?
Oh, my God.
Wow. Idiot. So he spends the next whole break, by the way, talking about some stupid website that him and his brat set up.
Dr. Phil?
Yes.
That's the brat that's too hot?
I don't know which kid it is.
Remember the kid that he was talking about, kids that are too attractive or people that are too attractive and what it's like? And so they made his too attractive son, they made him up to be less attractive and showed how different his life would be.
But they had like a 6-minute plug for their dumb website, which is Doctor on Demand.
Boring.
Oh.
But the outtake at the end of the show is the best when they go back to the green room, her and her mom.
Oh.
See, I think
we were being filmed, even though we don't know
no
it.
No woman ever measured up to the love of my life, my mommy.
And there he's plugging Robin's makeup line.
Oh, God.
I know. This show's the worst.
Where's Dr. Phil leaving?
I understand that I'm a brat. I know that I'm a brat. I know that all the world isn't like this. I just like my own little bubble. I just never felt loved as a child after my parents' divorce.
Hi, it's me.
I just want a little
bubble. Are you ready to do the reset button?
No.
Start new? But you heard what Dr. Phil said.
I heard it. I have ears. You can't just reset the button.
New allowance?
Absolutely not.
You getting a job?
Absolutely not.
And helping out around the house?
Absolutely not. I'm leaving.
I'm leaving.
I know that.
You're in a bubble and I'm in a bubble.
Let's stay in our own bubbles.
I think it's time that we burst those bubbles.
No. I feel like I've just been a toy my whole life for my parents to play with. And I don't like it.
I'm really sorry. I wish I could take things back and make things better. And if I've done you wrong, I'm really sorry. And if I've hurt you, I'm really sorry. I know you're hurt. I understand your pain.
Fake!
I just want to help fix it for you. I'm really sorry.
I accept your apology.
I gotta say, I don't think that was good for Dr. Phil to air after the taping, because it proved that everything he did in the previous hour meant nothing. Nope. You didn't fix shit, Phil.
Well, it's like Geraldo having the white supremacists on.
I know.
Like, you're gonna convince them that they're wrong. Oh my
God. That was
sad.
Isn't she great?
Yeah. I was really upset about it, though. I just remembered I got the Star magazine today, which had Carrie Underwood. They explain her facial injuries.
Frankenstein.
Freak. Disgusting.
Right. Talk amongst yourselves for a minute. Carrie Underwood's story is very important.
A bubble.
All right, later.
Do you think Charlotte is headed for that?
Oh, my God. I worry about that every day because I know it'll be my fault.
Get back over here.
I can't imagine giving a kid $5,000 a month.
I can't.
And not being concerned about it, no matter how much money you have. It makes no sense to me.
I can't believe she's apologizing for hurting her. She gave her $5,000 a month for...
The other amazing thing is that daughter, that girl, is the one that called Dr. Phil. And Mom just agreed to go on their show, too.
Oh, boy.
Which seems ludicrous.
But at another level, I kind of wonder if this is following the footsteps of some of these previous crazy children where they want to get famous. I don't know.
Oh, no. I think there's an aspect to that where people think they can get famous off of that.
I wouldn't be surprised. And
we know Phil pays people to go on the show.
Right, right. And I wouldn't be surprised if this chick turns out to be a social media influencer. Especially
I'm glad you said that because at one point Phil asks if she ever had a job, asked the mom before the girl came out, and the mom's like, no, she's never had a job. Well, except for YouTube and Instagram. So she must be making money from that. And Phil just goes, that's not a job.
Are you going to pursue kind of a internet image?
And then it made me wonder, Phil, do you make money off your YouTube and Instagram? Because I bet you do, or your wife or your kids. So
he's definitely hawking shit on his website.
So, well, now I'll put you in the position of defending that spoiled brat because, you know, like Phil.
You've gotten a lot of attention on the internet since you were here.
I'd love to see him show off his purses, though. Picture.
That's funny. They really never dove into like where her dad was. Just this weird guy that lives with them, who talks about how she's actually really nice if you get to know her, but she does call everyone peasants.
She must have,
sounds lovely.
She must.
I really want to get to know her.
She must have a crazy presence online somewhere. I assume from this show alone.
Listen to the podcast.
I left for 2 minutes.
Stings, doesn't it? Hurts.
I wasn't even in the room.
I know it.
Well, we don't know, but that's. I was telling them. Remember, I was telling you off the air about how the only job she ever had was Instagram and YouTube.
Ooh, I got busted for that.
I am paying attention.
Sorry, I just noticed I got busted for unfollowing someone.
Ooh.
I unfollowed. Okay, I'm following too many people on Twitter.
Uh huh.
So. If you're not a news source like NBC Entertainment or
everybody's gonna check.
People or Rolling Stone,
right?
I didn't unfollow everyone, but I just started kind of going
Cindy,
through.
Was
randomly.
It Cindy Canty?
I unfollowed Cindy Canty. I feel bad, but
she's not a news source anymore.
Well, no, she's. I like Cindy. She's a friend, but I just started unfollowing. Unless I just had too many things that were coming up on Twitter because
I like
Twitter
you, Cindy.
Yeah, it's annoying
as show prep. Yeah, so
yeah.
Yeah,
no, I'm in a similar predicament, and I don't want to.
I'm sorry, Terry.
Spoil the party, but
did you have to unfollow people?
Well, there's somebody who I started following, and then I sort of regret it for the very same reason because
it clogs up Twitter.
There's a
it's
lot.
It's like YouTube, except it's not as bad as the YouTube situation, which we've demonstrated many times. All the people, all the unfortunate people. Yeah. There were some. That I actually grappled with, like, wine faults. And I just.
And then
you were doing it last night. Well, you were doing it last night, and Brandon, Jim, and I were all like, they'll know and they'll ever know.
Right.
Well, I feel like, do people know when I unfollow them?
The whole room is enabling
busted.
You. Who was it? Can we say who it was?
It was Terry.
Oh, he busted you?
Yes.
What did he say?
UPS Terry?
I noticed that I have lost Drew and Mike following me.
Oh.
And a sad face.
Oh,
Terry.
You gotta start following him again.
When it reverts, Terry. When it reverts, Terry.
I just followed
him. Great minds, Brandon.
Yeah.
What are you doing, Terry? Bag up, Terry.
Oh, shit.
Wearing tear-shaped glitter under her eyes, Carrie Underwood delivered an emotional rendition of her new song, Cry Pretty, at the Country Music Awards. The singer was making her first public appearance and suffering a gruesome accident last November that shattered her wrist. Didn't just break her wrist. It shattered it.
Isn't she appropriating injured people's pain?
Oh,
yes,
appropriation.
I think so.
Handicap community? It's not handicap anymore.
Injured appropriation or injury appropriation?
Let's be fair. She shattered her wrist and her face was disfigured.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
The crowd.
Let's see pictures when it was disfigured.
I'll show you.
I carry.
Well, I'm only on the first page of the story. But maybe there's some.
Still is
up.
Disfigured. Honestly, look at here's the video for that song. Look how disgusting she looks in it.
No, it's like Frankenstein.
Gross.
The crowd clearly
gross.
The crowd was clearly moved by her brave comeback and gave her a standing ovation. So the crowd recognized the bravery.
Oh, God.
Despite her worries that fans wouldn't recognize her,
it's a freak.
Perry looked her usual gorgeous self thanks to heavy makeup that hid the scars around her chin and upper lip.
Oh, disgusting.
Why is she crying?
That's the makeup to cover her disfigured face.
But the tears would be rubbing the makeup off, wouldn't it? We'd see her disfigurement.
Well, I think the makeup is the tears, because it's called Cry Pretty.
This is the
fucking... Ew, gross! Oh, she's all yours.
Where's the scar? I can't fucking see it.
You can't see it. It's right there. It's right there.
Where?
All over her face. You don't
she's
see
hot that. As hell.
Oh, no, she's yours. Gross.
Yeah. Disfigured means like Frank Beamer disfigured.
I have to say, it was a...
I mean, seriously, really? Don't you think that is disfigured?
Beams, yeah.
What a freak.
Such a savvy move to make people go, God, she's hot.
Ugh.
Is it seriously this right here?
Ugh.
It's above her lip. It's not that bad. She looks like a 9 3/4 instead of a 10. If two, there's any disfiguring.
No, two horrible gashes on her.
The hazy details about her injuries only fueled the frenzied speculation about the truth behind her mysterious accident. There's been talk about secret plastic surgery, a marital spat, and even a cover-up. Carrie's left so many questions unanswered. The singer kept the gory details of her November 10th incident under wraps for months, claims she tripped on the stone steps outside her Nashville home while walking her dogs before
drunk.
Bed. Carrie seemed to suggest she had gotten partially tangled in her leashes. There's the audio.
I knew it! Oh, my God.
So,
oh my God, it's over.
I can almost match the description here to the story. She got partially tangled in the leashes, and when she walked back inside to go survey the damage, she was horrified by what she saw. Rushed to the hospital, Carrie had to have a metal plate implanted in her wrist and some 40 stitches to close up the gashes in her face.
In her initial... Every time I look at you, I lose my fucking appetite. God damn!
There's not enough space on her face for 40 stitches. Is there?
That's a lot of stitches, but you
right,
know.
Yeah, who's going to want to stick that? Okay.
I got to tell you, Greg, I know what he does. Mm-hmm. When he lasers scars, they go poof. And if there's an indentation or something, which scars do leave,
mm-hmm.
he injects fat in there.
They go.
Or Botox, not Botox, fillers. And if somebody said, I want to make the scar disappear, poof.
He can do it.
He makes it disappear.
Right. But no, 40 stitches would have
stitches.
To go like. All the way. I mean, have you ever seen 40 stitches?
How big is? How are we talking? That's like 40 stitches.
Yeah, that's what Trudy's saying.
Well, Trudy's going around her whole face.
There's
that'd
not enough face for 40 stitches.
Above her lip, there's no room for 40 stitches.
Oh,
and that's
God,
just
no.
Like middle forehead all the way down.
I saw what they thought she was pointing to, and it didn't look like 40 stitches to me. But honestly, there's nothing better to fix than stitches.
Yeah,
you know, a burn or something or stretch marks. Stitches, they can fix. It's not a big deal. They would probably tell her that when she went in.
Sure.
Gross.
So anyway, she kept the gory details in her wraps. In Carrie's initial statement, she said her husband, Mike Fisher, was out of town and that he immediately flew back to Nashville to be by her side. A version of accounts that has since only raised more eyebrows. In all this time, it's never been explained where he was and why.
Did he throw up when he saw her?
I'm sure he did. I'm shocked he's still with her. I thought she'd be available because of this. I thought maybe I had a shot at her. It's been explained where it was and why. Said the insider, pointing out that the hockey pro, 37, had already stepped down as captain of the Predators 3 months earlier amid rumors he'd cheated on Carrie and was retiring from the sport in a bid to save their 7-year marriage. Retire? To save the marriage? Kind of silly. Mike was there to help Carrie get back on her feet and be there for their son, Isaiah. But then he returned to the NHL in February, which had to be tough for her.
What?
Why is this all so impossible for... She has an accident walking the dog. She gets stitches. She is not disfigured in any way, shape, or form. Why are they acting like... her world's been turned upside down. But Carrie may never be ready to reveal all. Despite her triumphant return, the singer has insisted she feels more like myself than I have in a while, is still struggling.
Oh, boy.
Privately, she was afraid that her face would never be the same.
No, it isn't.
Could be
horrifying.
One reason why she didn't walk down the red carpet before the show. I hear she still has nightmares and worries she'll never be 100% again.
What a freak.
And all the questions are making it harder. Carrie insists it was just an accident once, put the whole thing to bed once and for all.
Horrible.
How did anybody find out about it in the first place? You told them.
Exactly.
Again and again.
Is there
never been worse.
Could there be a dumber story?
No.
I don't think so.
Oh, except for those she dancing people at the Florida, at the Florida commencement.
Gyrate me with that monster face.
the only gyration he'd turn down.
That monster face.
What is this story? Demi's dangerous drug relapse. Oh, Demi Moore had a dangerous drug relapse.
Oh.
Wow.
Are you okay?
Does she look weird in this picture, Trudy?
Oh, yeah. She doesn't look like herself.
What's going on there?
Is she her?
She look kind of bloated?
It's like Demi. Yeah. Oh, it's Demi Lovato.
Demi Moore.
No, it's Demi Lovato.
Oh, it's Demi Lovato.
I wonder if it looks like Demi Moore.
I was about to say, it looks like Demi Lovato, and then in my head I'm like, well, maybe that is Demi Lovato, and it is Demi Lovato.
She's kind of bloated there, doesn't she?
She always looks a little bloated.
Well, I'm not a fan, so I wouldn't know.
That's really funny, though.
Demi Moore.
Because I could have believed that was Demi Moore when you showed me the picture.
Demi Moore
like,
looks really
like
young,
Demi Lovato.
She doesn't look that young. I mean, that's pretty lame on my part.
She kind of looked like Ann Wilson a little bit.
I thought that was Ashton Kutcher for a second, even though he's not even with her anymore. They've been broken up for like a decade.
There's a 30-year gap mind. Between the two.
Great guy.
Let's see. What's the 6 years after she kicked her addictions to booze and cocaine, Demi was spotted at Coachella.
She was a nut, wasn't she?
Yeah.
She was surrounded by crowds that were anything but sober. Now pals fear that a brief fall off the wagon for the skyscraper.
She's a goofus.
Is escalating into a nerve-wracking relapse.
Uh-oh.
25-year-old Demi would be anything but cool this summer. His old habits die hard. Demi relapsed about 2 months ago because she stopped the accountability portion of her recovery. An insider spills the story. She'd been so good about going to meetings and hanging around drug-free friends. All out the window. Poof.
That's what a source would sound like, too.
Yes, of course. One or two missed meetings, sources close to the singer, added spiral to 4 or 5. Suddenly, Demi found herself in the midst of very bullable.
This woman, she's a basket case.
I didn't even know she had a big drug problem.
Lovato?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I
think she's really attractive.
And she's pretty bloated here.
I know.
Looks like the relapse is not helping her looks.
I think she acts really sexy. But she's not the thinnest thing in the world. I know, Trudy. Don't look at me like that.
She's got curves.
The lava story is on.
Plus, she's sorry and not sorry.
Oh, the lava story's on?
Lava story.
Everybody loves that lava story. The news cannot get enough of the fucking lava story.
I love the lava story. I love the idea that if you could get, like, a steamroller, you could roll it into a road. Just make a road out of it.
Well,
just flatten it.
Steamroller.
I think, yeah, that's right. You could make a road out of it. There's an invention there.
Look at the TV quick.
Graduation outrage. Let's see how Lester handles the story. Oh, it's got
to
be going. It's got to be further
while.
Ahead. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. How far are we in, Brandon?
Oh, 210.
210?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why the show feels like work today. Is it just me?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Should we call the 7-Eleven guy back?
Oh, yeah. No, well, we have other guys we can call.
I thought we made all our calls. We called.
We can call SVG. We can call Lou Ferragamo.
We could call Lou Ferragamo. Ferrigno, he's got a big deal with the president now.
I know.
It's quite the lineup, him and Dr. Oz.
Wait, Dr. Oz is...
Yeah, of course, Trump hired Dr. Oz to be part of the presidential physical fitness.
Should we call Lou Ferrigno so he can tell us that he can't hear?
I know, Trudy's blown away by that. You didn't know you didn't hear that?
And a Dr. Phil, too?
He's gonna not Dr. Read. Phil, Dr. Oz.
But Dr. Phil and
one,
Dr. Oz would be like a 1-2.
One fake doctor on.
Oh. Trudy Layla was trying to get a new chair. She's really not happy. With the way things are going down here.
She thinks the podcast should end. So
yes.
It's time for me to get a treat.
She's so funny. When I always bring Mags down here first because she goes so nuts. Oh, look at her now.
Oh,
Mags
man,
is right
now.
On the scene.
Yeah.
Oh, stand up again. Stand up.
Look. Anyway, I bring Mags down here, and when I go up there, Layla is just stamping her paws on the ground. And then as soon as I get to the top, she turns sideways like, this is how you pick me up. I'm already sideways.
Oh, jeez.
Meanwhile, Mags is stamping the carpet down here with his ass.
I know. This carpet used to be white.
Look at this right here.
Lava story.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I want to go see some lava that's flowing just so I can throw different things into it and watch how quick it burns up.
That was a fun idea. I like that.
Well, watching that hit that Mustang, that old Mustang, and it just goes up in flames.
Look at the dog
super exciting.
They're both staring at you. Trudy grabs the bag, and there they go.
Oh, cool.
Their ears are straight up, the highest they will possibly go. They're on red alert. God, that's a lot of...
Oh, my God, he stood.
What about attaboy, Mags? See, Mags is the Farley Belushi athletic heavy dog.
He's working his abs.
How far does the lava go? Did they said?
I don't know, but they love saying the word fissure, which just makes me think of anal fissures.
I know.
Yeah.
That's awkward and uncomfortable.
The news gets off on that.
But there was a neighborhood where one morning they're like, da, 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 and then...
We got two cars on fire.
Cool. Sorry, lady.
Why couldn't those cars
drive?
Let's
hear audio.
Why couldn't they drive away?
Without hearing it, it looks like she's saying, I wanted to be really, really bad. The Miley Cyrus chick.
Come out of there with all their things. It's so sad.
That sucks.
Don't you have insurance?
Mother Nature. Look at it bust through that fence.
I really wanted to see her really
bad.
No,
there's the Mustang.
In a state of emergency with the National Guard now deployed here, it's unclear when those mandatory evacuations will be lifted. We do know that they expect new eruptions in the days and weeks ahead, so it's unclear when these mandatory evacuations will be lifted. Lester?
Wait, how come they have to evacuate people? Can't they just drive away?
That's what I thought. Did you see the line of cars? They're faster than lava, for Christ's sake.
Lava is so slow.
Your car can't beat lava. Your car is slow.
So slow.
Whoa.
Melania announced her program today. Melania's approval rating is at 57%. That's for doing nothing.
Yeah.
You can do nothing as first lady and get 57%.
Well, she looks good.
I like the first lady doing nothing. I think that's what a lot of people say.
I like her
shutting up because of Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
I think ever since her, I think a quiet first lady is very nice. I mean, am I wrong about that?
Like Laura Bush.
Yeah, Laura Bush was
never
a good first lady. She wanted people to read or something. I don't remember. Let her help people read.
Bush. I think she was a closet smoker, too. I always had that theory that she kind of had those little things around her.
I think she was.
Barbara Bush?
She would just go out.
No, Laura Bush.
Oh, Laura Bush. Okay.
Laura. She would just go out and just, like, smoke a pack.
Every day. Yeah, I can see her doing
that. I think Laura Bush, honestly,
lays up.
And I'm not trying to make fun of her or anything. I think she carries a lot of mental weight because she was in a car accident that killed another woman when she was 19 years old. She ran a red light and broadsided somebody or something, and they died. And they said it took her a long time to get over it.
Hold on,
I don't know. She just looks like someone with a lot of weight, and you kind of wonder she married the president. That would be a lot of weight.
Right,
but
true.
I don't know. Just doesn't seem like a loosey-goosey kind of lady.
No, there's a lot going on in that head.
That's heavy. That was really heavy.
I
think you're right. It's just, never going to look at her the same way. Now.
Melania doesn't look terribly loosey-goosey either.
Did you see the new Washington Post story about her? Big, huge Washington Post story. But the one big takeaway is that she doesn't live in the White House. She lives with her parents.
She lives with her parents in Barron. Yeah. Well, it makes sense to me. I mean, I don't know. You know, in all honesty, if you read all the shit or heard all the shit about him that she must hear, and you know how it is, we say something about Maz, he hears it from 500 people.
Mm-hmm.
She must hear it from 5 million people.
Yes.
That, he banged this Barbara Moore chick and her friend watched.
Okay,
and
but staying out of the White House is going to lessen that?
She's never been in the White House, though. I mean, when he first became president,
because Barron was finishing school. But
if you hated your husband, wouldn't you rather be in your beautiful, cushy condo in New York than be with him in the White House?
Sure, but they're saying that she lives with her parents in the suburbs of D.C.
Yeah.
That's what the Post story said.
Oh, okay.
But, she's acting like she lives at the White House, which I would think, wouldn't she just live at the White House?
I could believe that she would want to stay with her family.
You segregate yourself in the White House with your family, with your parents.
Why wouldn't
I? I mean, hell, Michelle Obama's family lived there with them, the mom.
Why wouldn't they follow her home then and have video of that?
Of course.
They did. They have been following her and finding that when they traveled together on Air Force One, she took a motorcade and he took the chopper.
Yeah.
So in other words, she didn't want to fly in the chopper with him to Air Force One.
Right. Or she drove from the suburbs.
Or she drove from the suburbs. Maybe that's it. That's a little weird.
Yeah, but...
Man, who wouldn't want a chopper ride? That'd be a blast. A Marine Force.
Mick Mill was fired up for it. Leaving prison.
Yeah. Whoa, Vicky loves hers.
Lil Tay's got a chopper too. Oh no, that's says whoa, Vicky.
She's got a $1 billion chopper.
Overpaid.
She bought a $1 billion chopper, and she's still a billionaire.
Who's that?
Waterboarding loving CIA.
Doesn't she look pleasant with her print dress, her flower print dress?
Just don't let her on the water.
Why is the waterboarding a big deal, by the way? We waterboarded people after 9/11. So just because she was part of it, she didn't decide it.
She oversaw the
turn off the water.
The one CIA. No, I don't have a problem with her being. I don't think that should disqualify her from being the CIA.
Wouldn't anyone in her job have been forced to be a part of that?
Probably, but I think she got really excited.
She got into it. She liked it too much.
That's kind of the implication. She loves waterboarding.
Honestly, that's sort of the way I read it.
Her nickname is the waterboarder,
and I think
that's all anybody knows about.
Trump said something about how tough she is.
What?
Well, just that they're upset at her because she's so tough. That's what he said. I think he said that today. I don't think I'm not
she,
crazy.
She do it herself then? She did the waterboarding.
She observed it. I think she was
observing
supervisor.
And doing it. Or two.
She got off doing it.
Oh, she got
waterboarding.
Off.
Yeah.
She loved
nice
it.
She was wet, but nobody knew.
She taunted them while they were waterboarding. She stood by and taunted them.
Ironic.
Nice woman.
She got off on it so much she waterboarded them with her. Vagina.
Some people believe.
Ew!
Zeus is shaking his head. No.
Disgusting.
Did someone say vagina?
Oh, here we go.
Some people believe that she waterboarded
vagina,
people at home.
She waterboarded
for infractions.
That's how she disciplined her kids.
Exactly. Gross.
Ew.
That's almost as disgusting as Carrie Underwood's face.
No way.
For the University of Florida.
I said almost.
The school's president is now apologizing after some students were pushed from the stage during this weekend ceremony.
They danced very briefly.
Pushed from the stage?
Accusing the university of racism. NBC's Gabe Gutierrez has the story.
It's supposed to be a moment you never forget.
Yeah, they won't.
For these University of Florida students, graduation went from a celebration to an insult.
I didn't expect that at all. I definitely felt dehumanized and very criminalized.
She's making the rounds, Nafisa this girl.
And all of students rushed off stage this weekend during a UF commencement ceremony. As several students walked up to get their diplomas, they started dancing.
The interactions of the marshal were certainly racialized. Because we are Black Greek letter organizations, and those moves are symbolic and important to our organizations.
Well, what about the white
the
guy
graduates of all races were rushed along. These students say minorities were more aggressively yanked off stage. The video has drawn outrage on social
outrage.
Media.
Outrage? It's hilarious.
Oh, social media is outrage. Yeah. Oh, no.
There's been 11 tweets about it.
Racism that I've witnessed at UF over the last 4 years.
UF has not identified the faculty
selfie.
Members.
Selfie.
Oh, she's taking a selfie.
The university's president.
He looked like he wanted to date her.
Interview, but Sunday, he apologized at another ceremony.
That we inappropriately physically rushed a number of students across the stage in one of our commencements. And I want to personally apologize for us doing that.
Oh,
but these students say
that.
The president was on stage and did nothing.
It could have been minimized by the president simply just intervening and telling him to, you know, just take it down.
Or you could have not done it.
A memorable moment for a reason they never expected. Gabe Gutierrez, NBC News.
The president.
Oh, wait,
Zims.
What's this?
Oh, Zimmerman,
the one-time neighborhood watch volunteer who was acquitted in the fatal shooting of teenager Trayvon Martin back in 2012
killer.
Is in trouble with the law again.
Of course he
Authorities
is.
Authorities say Zimmerman threatened a private investigator who's working on a documentary about the Zimmerman-Trayvon Martin
case.
The
Jay-Z guy.
Court documents show the private investigator received dozens of phone calls, text messages, voicemails, and emails from Zimmerman. Those records also show that Zimmerman allegedly threatened to feed the investigator to an alligator. Zimmerman will be arraigned on May 30th on a charge of misdemeanor
stalking. He's so tough when he has a weapon in his hand.
Stalking a private investigator.
I think that's the Jay-Z guy. Because Jay-Z's putting a documentary together.
Yeah.
And Zimmerman's not happy about it.
Well,
so he stalks him.
Anyway. You know what?
I think Zimmerman would be really happy.
He is alive. He should be happy that he's alive.
Yeah, the guy.
You know,
he's not in jail either.
He's not the victim.
No.
Not only that, he ended the victim's life because he is the one who decided
to not
He would avoid the police, not listen to the police. He was he's his own police in a way. Mm-hmm. And then when the person didn't like being followed and questioned by him and beat his ass, he shot him because of he was standing his ground.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sorry he doesn't like that. I don't know, I've always thought that guy was the biggest asshole, and he does nothing but prove it every time he does something ever since.
How many people has he fed to alligators, I wonder?
Hard to say.
It's not very effective. I mean,
alligators
you just shoot him. He gets away with shooting people.
Well, just shoot him. Yeah.
He should have shot that iPad, too, instead he stabbed it.
still
bothers me. You don't stab an iPad.
He stabbed her. Well, didn't he? What did he do to her? Didn't he? How did he?
He took her iPad and stabbed it with a knife.
I think he did something else kind of dumb, too. Remember when he wouldn't go on an airplane because he was being followed?
Yes,
he claimed he was being stalked. And
Didn't he want a limo ride all the way to Fox?
Yeah, and they wanted to have him
Fox
on.
Fox was actually, thanks. Yeah, here's Zimmerman.
Hey, today is an interesting day in rock. I was just checking it because I was just trying to wind things up here.
Today for real or tomorrow?
Today, May 7th, which is today. Not Tuesday, Maz Day, which Maz will not be part of, by the way. Trudy, you want to work 4 days in a row? I know these days in a row are killing you, but.
Oh, that's right. Maz is on a slow bus to D.C.
Yes. Oh, is he on a bus?
Yeah, 3 a.m. it leaves.
Oh, I didn't realize it was a bus. Oh, boy.
Imagine how uncomfortable.
May 7th, 1966, the Mamas and the Papas started a 3-week run at number one with Monday. Group was reported saying they all hated the song except for John Phillips, who wrote it, by the way, and won a Grammy for Best Pop Performance for the song. How many times did that come up? 1971, Moon Age Daydream was released as a single by Arnold Korns, performed by David Bowie.
Oh.
The name of which was inspired by the Pink Floyd song Arnold Korns. And, of course, he would be solo shortly after that. And Moon Age Daydream was released. Wasn't that part of Ziggy Stardust eventually? Was it released a second time? I believe it was.
I thought so.
Maybe I'm mistaken on that, but I don't think so. This is one of Bowie's side projects, something of a dry run for Ziggy Stardust. Thank you. 1972 on May 7th, the Stones released Exile on Main Street.
Nice.
Oh, what an album. And the story behind the making of that record in Keith's little rental in France on the water.
Oh, yeah.
Where he used to get in the motorboat and go score drugs.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. Yeah, he used to go to somebody's place in the boat and score drugs and come back, and they found him passed out in the boat a few times.
Wait till you get home, stupid.
Mm-hmm. God. Well, I couldn't wait. I want you to score some good drugs. You want to do them right away. Fucking hear it. Jesus. I'm banning music from this podcast. I like the live version better from Strip. But it does have Tumbling Dice and Happy. It was ranked 7th on Rolling Stone's list of the 500 greatest albums of all time. The highest of any Stones album. 74, Led Zeppelin. Oh, God. Jesus Christ. Led Zeppelin held a party at the Four Seasons in New York City for the launch of their Swan Song label, which Bad Company would join also. And 77, the Eagles went to number one with Hotel California, their fourth number one single.
Ugh.
I kind of like Hotel. The song's
really
good. Yeah.
It's all
those guitar solos, I'll take it. Thank you.
Joe Walsh.
Song's guitar solos ranked number 8 on Guitar Magazine's top 100 guitar solos.
Gross. It's almost as bad as Carrie Underwood's face.
Not that bad. Come on, don't be ridiculous. 1983, former jam leader Paul Weller unveiled his new group, The Style Council. They were not nearly as good, in my opinion. Spandau Ballet, the same day.
That's a great
one,
name.
With the song True, which was really the only hit of theirs I know. Mm-hmm. I always thought Spandau Ballet. Just the name alone was so
wussified. No, it's not true. Don't even ask.
1988, Terrence Trent D'Arby.
Oh, wow.
Was at number one with Wishing Well. What happened to Terrence Trent D'Arby? I just read about
him. Too many
him
names.
A few months ago, maybe. Yeah, Terrence D'Arby, of course.
I remember on True Dano, you watched Last Man on Earth, the name of his balls, Terrence Trent and D'Arby.
Really?
Yeah.
He's operating under a different name
That's
now.
Right.
Oh, Sananda?
I can't remember. Atreya. That sounds about right. Anyway, he's not selling any records and has made... It was interesting. He was the hot new thing in 88. It was like, oh, he's right up there with Prince and Michael Jackson. I mean, people really wanted to categorize him as being that big, that brilliant.
But because he has three names, and one is D'Arby.
Yeah. Very complicated.
And then he changed his name to Sanandra. Well, he didn't learn his lesson.
Nice move.
You know what? The way he explained it was, the next album didn't do very well, and then they wanted to hurry up and come up with something else, and he put the next one out too soon. It was like, oh, it's over. It's amazing how fast it ends. And then he didn't do anything for a while, and then by the time he came back, he's like, who? 1991, Wilson Pickett arrested after running into an 86-year-old man and yelling death threats while driving his car on the mayor's front lawn in Englewood, New Jersey. That's why they called him Wicked Wilson Pickett. He was driving with open bottles of alcohol in his car, they learned later when they pulled him over.
Wow.
Nigel Preston, drummer of The Cult, died in London at age 32. He was a founding member of the Death Cult, later The Cult. Eddie Rabbit died on this day in 1998. Uh-huh. Eddie's best known for writing the song Elvis was singing in 1981 when Reagan was shot. Shot! Of course, I Love a Rainy Night was number one.
Somebody just told me that President Reagan and some other people have been shot. I'd just like to say that I hope they're not hurt badly.
Elvis making a statement, which is so cool that he would make a statement even in hiding 4 years after his alleged death, that he would feel the need to make a statement on the president being shot, which is cool. Britney Spears, "Oops, I Did It Again," was number one on this day in 2000.
Great song.
In 2003, a U.S. surgeon sued 50 Cent over... You can have it, by the way. It's all yours.
What? Okay, cool.
Yeah. U.S. surgeon sued 50 Cent over an unpaid medical bill on this day in 2003. He said 50 Cent and his friend turned up at a hospital with multiple gunshot wounds, 9, I do believe, in 2000, but said the rapper never paid the $20,000 he owed for treatment despite being asked several times.
He didn't pay for his hospital?
No.
Awesome.
The guy saves him after being shot 9 times. He's like, fuck you and your bill.
That's pretty good. That's gangster.
2004, a planning inquiry hearing. Madonna's appeal to ban Ramblers from part of her $9 million country estate. Her details of the land's makeup. What are Ramblers? Ban Ramblers? Pop star claimed 100 acres of land at the 1,200-acre Ashcombe House estate had been inaccurately classified as open country. She was appealing under the classification in a hearing under the act. People would have the right to access any land registered on the final map as open country, which means anyone could be on 100 acres of her 1,200 acres. Oh, my God. How invasive.
This video works really well with this parody.
It is really good.
And that's about it. Look at May 8th. We could just.
The 7th was the Satisfaction Day when Keith Richards woke up and was like, "What did I record last night?" And it turned out to be Satisfaction.
Oh, was that on the 7th?
Yeah.
I left it off this year for some reason.
Maybe it's on the 8th. Maybe he fell asleep on the 7th. Woke up on the 8th.
In
that's a
boat.
Great point. Let's see. If I see it in 1965. No? Actual audio of Keith. He was so sleepy he lost his accent.
He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
Oh, the 8th isn't. Well, we'll save the 8th for tomorrow. And with that, I guess tomorrow Trudy will be pressured into working an extra day this week. How'd you survive the Hall Financial Hotline going down there?
Oh,
thanks, Hall Financial. Yep. Click the link on the website, of course. fill out the online form. They'll get back to you, whether it's a refi you want or whatever.
Yeah.
And
10 minutes today.
Closing music, Brandon. The 5-day week. Did you like the 5-day week?
Yeah, that was cool. That was fine. I'll bring.
I bet if you did it 3 weeks in a row, you go, oh, I kind of missed at least one of those days off. That's what I'm thinking. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy.
I was in a terrible mood all day long, though, because I had to deal with adult responsibilities, which I hate doing.
Ew. Yeah.
And so. Yeah.
Which day? You mean?
This morning.
Oh, this morning.
So.
What kind of adult
just don't do them.
Are you talking about?
You know, like. Like, you know, my mortgage was passed from one to another institution. And
that sounded miserable.
Ooh, that sounds like
figuring out who held your mortgage.
Never mind. It was just, you had to make a lot of stupid, unnecessary phone calls.
Yeah.
And wait every...
No, it's funny. I desperately need to call AT&T, and I put it off for a week because I don't want to set aside 2 hours to do it.
I know.
Why should that be so fucking hard?
Because I'm calling to, it's like the old bit, I'm calling to have an argument.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
Because yep. The price I am paying is different from what I was quoted by two different people.
And they'll claim they don't know, and they'll put you on hold, and then...
I know. Yeah. And then they'll try to talk me into something else that I don't want.
Uh-huh.
Well, I understand why businesses want to eliminate unnecessary people, but gee, couldn't they afford a couple operators here and there?
Yeah.
Just a thought.
I know.
So, maybe we'll see how Maz's field trip is going tomorrow. I'm not sure about that.
I bet everybody on that bus is going to buy a car from him.
They're in eighth grade.
Well, in 4 years, 3 years, we'll see. See ya.
I am a lineman for the county. Your call is important to us. Please continue to hold. And I drive the main road. There are 8 calls ahead of you. And the Wichita lineman is still on the la 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 la